We're going to go ahead and turn the time over now to one of the, well, the top leader here in the state, Clancy Talbot, who is our group vice president, does a, just a fantastic job of training us here in the state for our group division, actually taking our services into companies as a benefit. And she is so knowledgeable, and we're so excited to have her here today. She's going to be helping and assisting us in learning more in-depth knowledge about the product. So if we could just bring her up, let's give a good warm welcome for Clancy.
Can they hear me now? All right. So we're going to just give you a little bit of rundown of what we're going to do. First, you all got those 3x5 cards when you came in, and you're probably wondering what those are for. We've got the provider law firm here, my very favorite attorney, Mr. Jeff Shorter, and he's going to do some Q&A. We want to make sure that the questions are written down on 3x5 cards and hand those to, let's see, my volunteers will be Ryan, April, and Mark. Mr. Udy and Andrea, if you could pass them just all the way this way. Actually, let's do it to the outside. Pass them clear to the outside end of the rows. They'll collect those, so you want to write down any questions you have for the provider law firm. Also, I would like you to write down any, if you have a success story of something that you've used the law firm for, if you could write that down also on a 3x5 card and put your name on it if you're doing a success story, because we want to pick some of you to come and share those. So that's what those 3x5 cards are for. So what we're going to do right now is do some recognition, and then after that we will hear from Mr. Shorter. So I would like to bring up our regional vice president to do that recognition, Mr. Dave Hall. Do you want to just do it? Or do you want me to help you? What do you want to do?
I actually grabbed my laptop. I need to get this.
All right. Do you want this one or do you want a different one? Okay.
All right, first of all, we need to make sure we have all the leaders up here. Is Mr. Scott Weaver here? Or Scott from the Logan Cash Valley area? Give him a applause. Runs an incredible event up there. In northern Utah, we have Mr. Doug Youngberg. He'll just stand up. He's not coming up. He's in the back. Mr. Doug Youngberg. He's not feeling well, so he's not going to be shaking hands or anything else like that today. In the Salt Lake Marketplace, we have the Udys. Give him a hand. And down in Utah County area, we have Mr. Ryan Burns. And Deanne DeBella's not back yet, is she? From vacation. I don't think she's on her way here. She's been on vacation. And did I get all the leaders? Is there anybody I'm missing? Yeah. Southern Utah. Roger's not here. Okay, wonderful. What we're going to do is start off with the new advancements. If you've had a new advancement, so you've gone to senior associate. In other words, if you signed up, you signed up as a junior associate. If you got your first membership with Recruit in the last month and have not been recognized for it, please come around to the side of the room. If you move to manager, director, or executive director, please find your way around to the side of the room and they will line you up. Sometimes sponsors, you need to help your new people understand that, yes, you did advance. You need to go over there.
People are figuring it out. Oh, yeah. All right. So you want their name? What level?
Name and where? What their new level is.
All right. You want to go first? Fabulous. This is my cool, nifty microphone.
My name is Greg Lowry. I'm from American Fork, Utah. We've signed up about 3 weeks ago. We became senior associates our first day.
Wow.
Nice.
My name's Katrina Lowry, and I'm with him.
That's Katrina.
Nice.
Thank you. Right over here.
Steve Gingis. I've been in the business about 10 months and I'm a senior.
Woo! Woo! Thank you.
My name is Gary Otterson and my wife Charlene Burgers. We're senior associates and we're from West Valley City.
Woo!
Been in since beginning of December.
Wow, congratulations.
I'm Eric Allred. I'm from Provo, and I've been in the NCAA League for 3 weeks.
And what are you?
Senior associate.
Awesome. Nice. Congratulations.
My name is Danielle Sears. I live in Ogden, Utah, and I just started last week, and I'm a senior associate.
Congratulations.
My name is Nancy Mena, and I joined about December, and I got serious about 2 weeks ago. I'm a senior associate from Bountiful.
Awesome.
Barbara Gabby from Saratoga Springs, Utah. Been in 3 weeks. I'm an associate for another day.
Woo!
Dick Grotapass, senior associate.
What's your name?
Dick.
Congratulations.
The man.
I'm Bobby Bettis. I've come back after 9 years of being away. I've gotten serious in the last 2 months, maybe, and I just got to manager. Woo!
Kevin and Amy Ruth, Magna, Utah. We've been in 6 months, and we're managers.
Awesome. Congratulations.
And I'm a senior, and my name is Naomi Delp, and I'd like to be in this group.
My name is Maria de Gomez, and I'm already senior associate.
Don Young, Cedar City, Utah, manager.
Can you hear me? My name is Russ Mosman. I was, with the help of all the tools that this company offers, I was able to go manager in 8 days. I'm a manager I've been in since the 28th of January.
My name is Sandy. I've been in for 2.5 weeks, and I just went manager.
My name is Rusty Burns, and I finally got going, and I've been in 9 months, and I am finally a manager.
My name's Shane Anderson. I'm from Kaysville. I've been in a little over 6 weeks, and I'm a manager.
Congratulations.
I'm Scott Merlick. I've been in for 5 weeks today, and I am a manager.
Hi, my name is Yolanda Vega. I live in Riverton, and we've been doing prepaid legal for 2 months, and we're managers.
Awesome.
Scott Hardy from Bluffdale, Utah. I've been in just under a month, and I'm a manager, and that is not a stopping place.
Woo! Congratulations.
My name is Graciela Montoya from American Fork. I am a manager.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Patricia Sharanian from Provo, Utah, and I made a manager in 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
My name is Bobby Johnson. I made a promise to Mr. Burns that I was going to wear my Heelys up on the stage, and I didn't wear them today, so I just want to next month, though. Yeah, I've been in the business for about 10 months. Director.
All right. If we could have everyone that's in Players Club, 5 or 10, everyone in Players Club, find yourself around to the side of the room. And while they're finding their way around to the side of the room, we're going to explain to the brand new people what Players Club is. We assign a point value to every membership sold and every recruit. And so if they buy the prepaid legal plan with identity theft, that's 2 points. If they recruit someone, that's another point. When they help them become a senior associate, that's 2 more points. So literally, you can get 5 points just helping one person get started in the business properly. If you get 5 points in 1 month, you're in Players Club. If you get 10 points in 1 month, you're in Players Club, what we call 10. If you maintain Players Club 5 for 12 months in a row, you get a $100 a month car allowance on the 13th month for the next year as long as you stay in Players Club 5. If you get 10 points a month for 12 months in a row, you get a $300 car allowance on the 13th month, and you get to keep that for as long as you stay in Players Club. Once you go a second year Players Club 10, it goes to $400 a month. When you stay in there 3 years, it's $500 a month. So there's a lot of people in this room getting a $500 a month car allowance bonus simply for staying in Players Club. And Players Club is a good way to gauge whether or not you're following the system, doing the proper activity, recruiting and selling. And the nice thing is you can roll over up to 10 points per month, because there will be some times where you just have a bad month. You know, this for some reason or other, maybe you were on vacation for a few weeks or sick or something like that. But if you went out and earned 20 points in a month, you paid for this month's worth of 10 points and 10 points for March. In March, if you go out there and earn 10 points, you're really earning those 10 points for April. So you can always stay 1 month ahead. And you'll notice that most of the leaders finish the month with 20 or more points every month, and they roll over 10 points to the next month, and they never mess with it. So that's a good way to guarantee that you get an extra car allowance check. And at $500 a month, you know, that's an extra $6,000 a year money for just doing what you should be doing, which is sharing this business opportunity and the membership with other people. So these people are all going to go in order of soonest to longest in Players Club, and they'll let you know how many months they've been in Players Club. Let's turn it over to them. Name and where you're from and how many months.
I'm Greg Lowry, and this is my wife, Katrina.
Hi.
And we've been in for a month. We're Players Club 5. By the time we finish this weekend, we should be 10.
Right over here. Hi, my name is Cher. I have been in 1 month, and I'm a Players Club 5.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Sandy Matthews, Players Club 1 month. Congratulations.
Rusty Burns, Salt Lake, Players Club 1 month.
Russ Mosman, Players Club 1 month.
Congratulations. RJ Stevens, Players Club 5, 3 months. Players Club 10, 2 months. Two points away from Players Club 10, 3 months.
James Jackson, West Jordan, Utah, 2 months.
Randy Sorensen, Tooele, Utah, Players Club 5 for 2 months.
Awesome. Jacob and April Kirtland, Provo, Utah, Players Club 5 for 2 months.
Awesome. Heather and Mike Frank, Players Club 5 for 3 months.
Dick Rota Pass, Players Club 10, first month.
Congratulations.
Lucy and Clyde Hinderleiter from Layton, Utah. Players Club 10, 3 months.
Lynn Manning, Players Club 5, dropped out of 10, but 5 for 6 months.
Shane Anderson, Players Club 10 today. And I already got my car picked out.
Scott Hardy, Players Club 10.
How many months?
1 month.
Melody and Kevin, Players Club 10, 5 months.
Lucas Hill, Player Club 10, 6 months.
Dawn Sanders, Players Club 10, 7 months.
Brett and April Cook, Players Club 10, 8 months.
Bobby Johnson, 10 months.
Randy Harrison, 7 months, Players Club 10.
Scott Weaver, Players Club 5, 13 months.
Ryan Burns, Players Club 10, 16 months.
10 for 22 or 3, I don't know.
Awesome, congratulations.
And that's Sally, by the way.
Mike Bertot, 26 months.
Mark Udy, Players Club, 10 for 30-something. 31, something like
We're
that.
We're the same. Whatever month he is, that's what I am, too.
Daniel Rona, Jerusalem and Salt Lake City, Players Club, 10, 60 months.
Wow. Congratulations.
Sherry Tolman, Orem, Utah, Players Club, 10, 72 months.
George Wilkinson, Bountiful, Utah, Players Club 10, 90 months, since inception, whatever it is.
Dave Hall, 90 months. All right, we're done with the state leadership. We'll give them a hand and we'll let them have their seats. Hey, Clancy.
Trying to use the mic.
The top recruiters and top producers now in the state. And I'm going to do the top 10 in both. We'll start with top producers. Okay, we'll go number 8, Miss Sherry Tolman. Stand up. There we go. Congratulations. Number 7, Mr. George Wilkinson. Give him a hand. Number 6, Mr. Dave Hall. Number 5, Mr. Randy Harrison. Number 4, Miss April Cook. Stand up. Number 3, Mr. Mark Udy. Number 2, Mr. David Nolan. Is David Nolan here? I don't know who David Nolan is. Okay, congratulations, Dave. And number 1, producer for last month, Ms. Deanne Foster. Come on up, Deanne, where you at? There you are, get up here.
To share what prepaid legal means to me, and I think probably the most important thing that it means to me, over and above the ability to help so many people and to be out in the field and hearing the wonderful success stories and the ways that our services has helped and benefited people in their lives, but you know, a little more selfishly, I just, as I mentioned in my testimonial, my husband and I are now able to dust off some of those dreams that we've always wanted, but as years went by, we kind of thought, well, I guess we're just not going to get those. And so now we know that we can, and that is so exciting and so much fun to share that with my husband and our family and the great good that we're now able to do with all of that extra income. So I love prepaid legal. Thank you.
All right. The next top 10 is the top 10 recruiters in the state, team builders. This is where the leverage starts to kick in, especially when you recruit a recruiter. And that gets you that time freedom that we all want. Coming in number 10, Mr. Scott Mertlich. Where you at? Stand up. Give him a hand. Number 9, Mr. Paul Swenson. Is Paul here? I don't know. All right, number 8, Lucas Hill. Where's Lucas? Oh, back there. Yeah, Mr. Thomas, you ain't Lucas Hill. He's on your team, and that's why you're rooting for him, but it ain't you. In fact, there's a lot of people on your team on this list. Here's another one, Jacqueline and Greg Hyde. Are they here? Where are they? They're what? Oh, that's no excuse. Look at that. They had a baby and they still went out and became top recruiters. What's your guys' excuses? All right. Number 6, Mr. Sean Orlicha. Where's Sean? Where's he at? Oh, man, he's going to hear it from me. All right. Number 5, Mr. Devin Stahl. He's not here? Oh, tell him, man, he missed it. All right. Number 4, Andrew Anderson. Andrew not here? Not here? Okay. Number 3, Miss April Cook. Number 2, Mr. Randy Harrison. And I think this is so cool. We have a new top recruiter in the state. A new top recruiter, that means you get into the briefings and the trainings for free. And I'm telling you, I'm excited to see this person. Now, the top recruiter in the state. No tea party claps. Get on your feet and give it up for Mr. Rusty Burns!
Kept reading that list, and I was like, oh, man, I guess I didn't make it. Because he got up to, like, 3 or 2, I don't know. Anyway, thanks for cheering so loud. It's been a long time. I've just started getting going, watching my brother and a lot of other leaders in the state do so well. And prepaid legal, what it means to me, I think it's hope in this world that we're in the economy and everything. And I see people making great incomes. And I've used the product. I love the product. And it's maybe eventually helping my parents retire and so that they can get their health taken care of. That's what it means to me.
That will have a nice name tag for Rusty up at the table, top recruiter. He gets to join and sit up there with all the execs and envision himself, you know, being one of the next executive directors here in the state. And I think it's kind of unfair that the Burns family is like have a monopoly on what's going on here in the state. But what an incredible family story that this is going to be in prepaid legal, you know, in spite of what's already happened. I'm looking at the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, what is going to happen. You know, it's one thing if one person in a family is able to retire, but what if you could retire the entire family? I mean, what would family vacations be like if everybody was making six figures residual income? You could just take a 2-month cruise or something, and nobody have to worry about bills or anything else like that. Talk about an incredible family story. And even more so than that, you know, the next generation, for those of you know, that know Ken Moore was one of the first guys early on that started in prepaid legal and stayed with Mr. Stone Cipher when the business wasn't self-evident. But today he earns over $500,000 a year in residual income. Now, he's died twice on the operating room table because of heart problems. Twice he has died and been brought back to life. I mean, he's not this young, spry Ryan Burns that can go out there and just tear this business up. But because he worked hard for a few years, today he doesn't have to worry about financial issues whatsoever. And then his son, Randy Moore, was a state trooper, was making $30,000 a year as a cop, was in a very serious automobile accident, broke his back, and his dad went into the hospital to visit him and said, "Look, son, I've been doing prepaid legal for years now, and you've just been stubborn and refused to take a look and refused to do it because it's one of those network marketing things." Do anybody else have family members like that? Stubborn? Okay. So here he is in traction, sitting in a hospital bed, and Ken Moore pulled out his check for the amount of money that he made that week. His income that week was more than Randy Moore, as a state trooper, made the entire year. He said, "When are you going to give up this job and come work with me? And let's do a family business." Today, Randy Moore has over $250,000 a year in residual income. And then he introduced his son, who was in the military, Jeremy Moore. And today, Jeremy Moore has over $250,000 a year in residual income. And he's introduced his little kids, who are still in diapers. They're just waiting for the inheritance to start trickling down. But what an incredible family story of, you know, families doing this business together. And I got 9 brothers and sisters, and how many of them are here today? None of them. So don't feel bad if your family's told you no. They still think me and my mom are crazy. And we are. But that's okay. We'll be rich. They can be right. We don't have a problem with that. It's time to now get out of the way, and we're going straight into the... Jeff Shorter?
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to bring back up our group vice president that she's going to give some instructions on kind of how the rest of the afternoon is going to roll. So let's give it all up for Ms. Clancy Talbot.
Okay. I wanted to just talk about a couple of associates really quick because I want everyone to know we're kind of like a family here. So when things happen, we kind of want people to be informed. Will Fishburne is in the hospital right now. He had an infection in his face, and so it could have went to his brain and killed him. So just so that you guys know, and you can maybe get in touch with him and let him know that, you know, your thoughts and prayers are with him. And I just wanted you to know that. Also, we have Wally and Marilee Pride. She's going in for surgery next week. It's a kind of serious surgery, so we also want to keep them in our prayers. So just so that, you know, you guys know what's happening, and we can make sure we pray about them, and hopefully everything goes well and you're healthy. So, okay, I'm going to go over a couple of these success stories. We want a couple of people to come up here. And also, I want to hit on a couple of these 3x5 cards. The Spanish questions, let me read them to you, and then I'm going to explain it to you, because I've had clear instructions from corporate. And so I'm going to take care of that one instead of Mr. Shorter. So it says, the Hispanic memberships are booming. We need an attorney who speaks Spanish. Is that a consideration of the law firm? It's not up to the law firm. It's up to corporate. So if you want that done, you need to send in requests to the corporate office and let them know we need a Spanish-speaking plan here in Utah. Until we have a Spanish plan, we will not have people to interpret at the law firm. That's just mandated by corporate. So if you've got any requests, send them straight to the corporate office. Got another one that says, do you have a bilingual attorney on staff Spanish-speaking? We have one attorney at the law firm that does speak Spanish. However, if the member does not speak English, they cannot be a member. They have to be able to speak English. That provider attorney, they rotate when they're on the phone. He's not always there. They can't pull him off of something else to talk to someone that only speaks Spanish. There's a whole bunch of laws that are in place that don't allow somebody to translate. So, again, send those requests to corporate so that we can get that taken care of. As soon as we offer a Spanish plan, we'll have as many Spanish attorneys as we need. So California has the Spanish plan there. They'll hire as many attorneys as we can get members. I mean, they'll take care of us. So please send your request for that into corporate. That's not anything that Jeff and our law firm can take care of. And also, please make sure you do not sell a plan to someone that doesn't speak English. They can have the identity theft, but they cannot have the legal plan. It's against the Utah Bar Association guidelines, and we just can't do it. So now I want to go into the success stories, and I want to bring up Mr. Shorter while we do that and just have those of you that we asked to come up here and just come tell a little bit about your story. And I just want him up here while they're doing that because he's the one that, you know, makes this happen, their law firm. So let's give it up for Mr. Jeff Shorter. Right. And he handles a lot of the traffic violations. That's why he's my favorite. So we've got a success story. Let's see. It doesn't have a name on it, so I can't have you come up. Brad Murdoch. Are you in here? Because I got your card first. Come up and let us know about your success story. If you'll just take like a minute or less and microphone right here, just come up and tell us about it.
My background is I was 20 years in the stock market, so I chased attorneys routinely. When I was proposed a membership in prepaid legal, I thought, well, sure, this sounds good. I had a situation at the Homeowners Association of where I live in Park City, Utah. We have, without going into the depth, but we've got a president that takes care of business in a very unique fashion. So I wanted to know what I could do. And this is the first time that I used my membership. I called, and as we're all trained to do, we are, it's been a while since I've spoken in front of a group. So get the name of the person, that's the name of the member, the membership number, telephone number, and a brief description of why you're calling. Okay, so I get the young lady on the phone. Oh, and they have to answer within the third ring. She said, what's your name, what's your phone number, your membership number, so on and so forth. I gave her a brief description. So I'm figuring I'm done. Okay, they've got 8 business hours in which to call me back. So I'm walking down the stairs. I'm going to go take a shower. And the phone rings. I was serious. I may have poured another cup of coffee. But literally 15 minutes, okay? I'm walking down the stairs, and, you know, having been a bachelor most of my life, I'm starting to take clothes off going to the shower. I don't wait till I'm there. So my favorite person now is Robin. Robin calls me back. She's with the firm. I said, now, it's unknown, first of all. It's on my screen. And I'm, you know, it's like, who the hell is this? It's like, unknown. Come on. She introduces herself, and I said, I'm your attorney. I said, no, wait a minute. And I checked my watch, and I said, are you really an attorney? She said, yes. And she said, and I get that a lot. So the long and the short of it is, through the many phone calls that I have made, the longest that I have waited for a return phone call is 2 hours, and I think that it was within 2 hours. So on a responsive nature, it's just remarkable. Having been in a business where you chase people, I had to go back in my memory. At no time did I make fewer phone calls to an attorney than 2 before I got a call back. So when I talk to a person, a prospective member, or a prospective associate, this is real good ammunition. It's like they don't even give you a chance to get into the shower before they return your phone. Thank you.
these really quick. This one, they sent bills that sent two bills that I didn't know I had to to the law firm. They wrote letters within a week. I sent them. They sent them to bill collectors. I was impressed with how quickly they got on my case. They called me back within 30 minutes after they got my intake information and resolved my issue. I love prepaid legal. This one was a hit and run. Insurance fraud, resolved it at no cost. I was able to get my LLC set up for only the cost of $52 to the state by using prepaid legal. This sounds like mine, but it's not. Got a ticket, speeding, in Missouri, fax ticket to law firm. They talked to Missouri law firm. Ticket changed from speeding to a fix-it ticket. I can't read that. Let's see. There's one that's talking about their house was going to foreclosure. They called the provider law firm, and they sent out a letter, saved them from losing their home. I love prepaid legal. So now we're going to open it up to Jeff to go ahead and go through these questions that he's got, and then we'll get into some of the training. So give him a hand.
Thank you. I've had a cold the last week, so if I sound a little funny or if I faint, you'll know my cold medicine's kicking in. So anyway, it's good to be here. I enjoy coming here. How many of you have been to our, is this the first time you've been at an advanced product training? By show of hands. How many have not been to our open house? All right. Please come to our open house. It's going to be on Monday. I'll host that. We spend an hour or so. It's kind of nice to be there because what happens is you get a chance to meet me and talk to me a little bit more one-on-one. If we get 10 or 15, 20 people there, it would be just about right. But it's really nice to meet you. Then you can see our law firm. You can see that we really are attorneys because I get that same question all the time. Are you an attorney or are you a helper that gets things ready for the attorney? We get that all the time, but you can see our office, the layout of our office. You can see where the attorneys sit, where we have our CSRs, where they take all the intakes and everything. That's a good thing, but like I said, plan on being there. It's nice to be there. If you know what you're selling, it's a lot easier to sell it if you've been there and know what you're selling and what you're looking at. It's great. Oklahoma is coming up here in March. If you haven't been to Oklahoma yet, you need to go there. That's quite an experience. I've been going there for quite a few years and really enjoy being there. They do make us stand on the cement floor too long sometimes, but we really do enjoy going there as attorneys, and we enjoy that every March. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, you really need to try that. It's an experience that you won't forget very soon. So if you haven't had that chance, and you have a chance this year, take advantage of that. I've had the privilege to be with Prepaid now. March, this will be my 10th year. Oh, the open house is at 5 o'clock. Uh-huh. Sorry, Bob. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back, and if you follow up with your people, and then you can get that. But like I said, I've been with Prepaid in March, will be 10 years. And it's been a great, I know Prepaid's great for you people and selling it, but it's also been great for me as an attorney. It fits my personality probably better than any other job I've had as far as lawyering. So, because the best part about it is I get to do what I love to do, but I also get to talk to people about all kinds of different issues. And I enjoy talking to people, and if I can help them, I enjoy helping them. And help them avoid problems and also try to solve problems and try to do it in a way that's most beneficial to them and not have to worry about billing them the whole time. I was in a firm in California, did insurance defense, and the pressure was constantly on there to bill. And this was 15 years ago. They had us billing 2,400 hours a year. And if you'll calculate that, there's more than 2,400 hours. if you're working 180 hours a month, there's a lot more hours you need to bill. And again, there's a lot of big firms that are really struggling because you can't be billing somebody $800 an hour, you don't have five attorneys doing that and not really getting much done. So I love Prepaid. I've been doing it, like I said, 10 years in March. I love to do the work that I do, and I love to also talk to members and try to help them solve problems and find solutions to some pretty serious problems. They asked us today to talk about document reviews. And as we, let me just cover one other thing on living wills. In Utah, the state of Utah has taken the physician's directive and living wills and put them all together in kind of a group. So what we do is when we get a call or a new member asks for a living will, we contact them. One of our attorneys calls them and just welcomes them to prepaid legal and tell them. And then also I always try to remind them, look, if you don't have a trust, there's wills are part of your membership. If you get the wills done first, the primary members is always free. The spouse is free if they do it within the first 60 days, and then it's $20 after that, so it's not really a high expense. But I always try to remind them, too, that if you have a legal issue, you have a legal document you need reviewed or a contract reviewed, then you need to contact our office, and we're happy to review those. So that part, I think, has been helpful because we're trying to welcome members right when they start and have them get a good impression and a good experience right from the beginning. And so that's helping. But on the document reviews, our senior partner, Randy Smart, had a person who called him, a prepaid member, and they wanted to buy a business. And, of course, the people that were selling the business said, great, just go ahead and sign buying the business, and then we'll get you all the information later on. And I don't know if you've experienced that. That's not a good way to do business. And it's funny, even with friends and family, the best way to do business is not with handshakes. It's with contracts. So everybody's very clear up front what's going to happen. So anyway, this gentleman called and said, hey, I'd like to buy this business. It sounds like a great opportunity. And so then Randy went through about 10 different things that he needed to have in order to determine whether it would be worth buying that business or not. And the people said, well, no, we don't want to provide it, or we can't provide it. So Randy said, well, you need to stay away from that company. If they're not going to provide you what you need to know of the value or the profit loss statements, the bank accounts, all that information, why in the world would you buy a business that you have no idea what kind of history they have? Needless to say, the person didn't go forward with it. Someone else bought the business without checking and ended up having the business was a total failure. And a lot of times you get all kinds of problems. You get tax liabilities. You buy a business, and that's something to be very careful of. If you don't just buy the assets of a business from somebody, you may get stuck with their tax liabilities. And that's not a pleasant experience, coming out and find out you have $40,000 in taxes you now owe, even though you didn't create them or generate them in the first place. So, and then that's one thing to look at in documents. The other thing, too, I love to look at documents and review them. It's good for you to read them, too, because the best thing of all is when you call in, I've read it, you've read it, your questions or concerns I'll look at, but also I'll point out the things that I see. You'd be surprised how many contracts there are that just do not have enough information in them to be a good contract. I love to review contracts. Every day we look at contracts and documents, and we can point out things like, for instance, it may say in there that you cannot file a lawsuit in this case. You have to arbitrate it. And then it may say, well, and by the way, you need to arbitrate or mediate it in Michigan. And that's helpful to know that. I mean, you want to know that up front. If you're going to have to litigate something, you want to know what law is going to apply and where do I have to go to do it. And am I giving up my jury rights? And again, those are things that are very important. And if you want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the only thing we try to do is provide information. And then you can make your choice. You can look at a document and say, you know what, this document's great. It looks great. There's a couple of things you may want to add in there. And, of course, our favorite part as attorneys is you've got to have a clause in there about your attorney getting your attorney's fees if you have to sue somebody. If you're in a contract and you do not break the contract, then you should not be obligated to pay attorney's fees. You may pay them up front to the attorney, but ultimately the other side should have to pay your attorney's fees if you didn't do anything wrong. But you'd be surprised how many contracts, first of all, that are never entered into in a written form, so you don't get attorney's fees. In the state of Utah, you're allowed attorney's fees based on a statute or on a contract. And again, if you don't do anything wrong, why should you have to pay an attorney money to solve a problem that you could have the other side ask them to pay the attorney's fees if they're going to breach the contract? So again, contract reviews, document reviews, we love to do them. You have a maximum of 10 pages on the family plan. Again, some of our attorneys are more strict on the limit. I'm less strict because some contracts just aren't within 10 pages. Now, obviously, if it's a huge contract and it's very complicated, then you're going to probably have to pay the $150 an hour, the attorney fee rate, to review the contract beyond the 10 pages. But a lot of contracts have a lot of boilerplate information, and they've been the same for 30 years. Those are easy to review fairly quickly. If there's something unique, that's where you really focus your energies on what's unique or what may be in there. So anyway, we'd love to do the document reviews, and it really makes a big difference. If you're going to sign a contract, know what you're signing. And again, if you want to go ahead and do it, there's nothing wrong with that, but know what you're getting into before you sign it because it's really a big issue. I love prepaid. The great thing about prepaid, too, is it doesn't matter what the economy's doing, whether it's doing well or doing poorly, prepaid legal works. it really makes a difference. And I'm surprised against people, if you can get on the, if you're on prepaid, stay on it. Stay with the plan. You lose a lot of benefits as you go on, come on and go off again. You start all over on your pre-trial and trial time if you leave the plan. And again, for the small amount you pay, even for the business plan, it's well worth keeping the plan. Peace of mind is the best part of our job. And again, when you have a question, instead of stewing over like most people do for years and years wondering what to do, you just call in and ask the questions. You get your answers, and then you say, you know what, then and obviously we will not make your decisions for you. Some people say, well, what do you think I should do? And I say, well, it depends on what you want to do. We can't help you with that area. All we can say is, here's your options, and then make your choice. But again, it's so important to keep them. If you get the benefits, keep them. And if you can get other people who want to join up, that's great as well. Again, I love doing prepaid. I've been doing it for 10 years in March. And it fits my personality. It's probably the best way. Like I said, it's the best way I've ever practiced law. And I enjoy doing that. A couple other things. Let's see here. Living will, we talked about that, the open house. Now we'll get into some of your questions. I love these questions. So I take them back, and I have a big stack of them on my computer, so I kind of look at them and try to remember some of the things to help with our prepaid members. Okay, job-related criminal charges. The only one we can use, or the one that comes to my mind, is you're a bouncer at a bar. Your job is to remove people who don't cooperate, and say you're removing them, and then they fall or trip or something. You would have protection if you have a prepaid membership, because again, that's part of your job as a bouncer, is to move people out of the bar if they're misbehaving. So, yeah, and so that's one way. Another one would be a store owner, and again, it's an example. It's actually in the contract. Say you're a store owner and someone's shoplifted, you have a right to detain them until the police come. You have a right to physically detain them if they try to leave, if they've stolen something from the store. And again, if you do that, then they sue you for assault or kidnapping. And then, of course, you'd have coverage under the prepaid plan, because that's a, you know, or if the police try to charge you with something. Now, obviously, if you strap them down and strip search them, probably not going to have a lot of protection there. Especially if you're a guy and they're a gal, and the cute one, or even not so cute, I guess it doesn't really matter. But the point is, within your job details has to be reasonable, right? I mean, you can't start punching them out or anything like that. You just got to restrain them. And then again, obviously call the police and have them, they'll take care of any of the searching, those kind of things as required. So those are job-related charges. Okay, here's one that we get quite a few times. It's a summons. If you're served with a summons and complaint, we cannot send a Title I letter. At that point, you're in litigation, and litigation requires an attorney to file a notice of appearance or to be in the case. Now, that does not mean if an attorney sends you a letter that we will not respond, because we will. But once you've been served a complaint, then it's a lawsuit, and then an attorney has to be retained. Now, there are a little bit of an exception to that. Sometimes what I'll do is, if there's a collection case, if a person has some money and is ready to settle, I'll sometimes talk with them, with the attorney, and just say, look, attorney to attorney, give me, what's your best deal? You know, bottom line here, what could they pay to get rid of this thing? And again, if you have the money to do that, we can do it. But if we can't get into a big, long negotiations to try to settle something, but if it's something that can be resolved and you've got money and are ready just to settle it, we could call the attorney, and I would be willing to call the attorney and ask them, what's their bottom line? You know, what's the very minimum amount we can get to get this thing settled? So we'll do that. But otherwise, we can't write a letter once there's been a lawsuit filed. Okay, a landlord has not refunded money promised to be sent. Now, it could be, whether it's pre-existing or not, it doesn't matter. If a landlord has not returned your refund, we can still send a letter to them. And something to remember in landlord-tenant law in Utah, if you have a deposit and they have not refunded it to you, within 30 days or within, I think there's a certain amount of time of getting your address, if they do not send you an itemized reason why they're keeping your deposit within that 30 days or 30 days of getting your address, then you could actually take them to court and get your full deposit back. By state law, the landlord, if he's going to keep any of the deposit, must give you an itemized reason why. And not just a group reason, but, you know, rent, tore the draperies, replace, whatever. They have to give you an itemized list of that. And if they don't do it, then potentially you could go to court and get your full deposit back. So, and again, as far as refunds, if you have a refund coming, we're happy to send a letter to them. If they don't provide a refund, or if they don't get that money back to you, then there's a couple of options. Now, obviously, on a small deposit, it doesn't make sense to pay an attorney a lot of money. But again, if they're wrongfully holding it, you can get attorney's fees. Again, if you have a written contract that says attorney's fees. So that's also an option. Again, if they won't give it back to you and they're holding it wrongfully, we would be happy to take them to court as well. You may pay the attorney's fees up front, but again, we would try to have them pay them when the court enters a judgment. Okay, attorneys in Utah. We have 15 attorneys at our firm, and we cover bankruptcy, collection, litigation, business law, business entity creation, family law, criminal, traffic. The few areas we don't cover are securities laws, and also, again, now also we have immigration. I need to tell you that we have an immigration attorney, but we don't cover securities laws. I'm trying to think, there's another area. Yes, patent and trademarks. So, but there, if we can't cover those areas as a new associate and new members, what you need to know is, if we don't have an attorney in our firm, we will refer you to an attorney, and you will still get the prepaid discount. Plus, you'll also get the consultation. If you're entitled to a, if you say, hey, what about this idea of a patent? We will pay that attorney to give you a consultation on that. And of course, if you retain them, they would give you a discount as a prepaid member. But those are a couple of areas we don't cover. And like I said, we have picked up immigration. Somebody asked about Wyoming. I'm now licensed in Wyoming, so we do Evanston area, the southern part of Wyoming. We can do that. And also, we can answer questions about Wyoming law now that we have an attorney from Wyoming licensed there. But again, most areas of law we cover, and if we don't, we'll be sure and get you an attorney. And again, you get your free consultations and document reviews. We will pay the attorney to do that for you if it's not an area of law where we have expertise. So just so you're aware of that. Okay, plea and abeyances. Traffic's gotten so much more complicated than it used to be. Remember the good old days? Well, I'm sure none of you have ever been speeding, but in the good old days, you'd pay about $50 for a traffic school, and that's all you paid, and then they'd let you go, and you're happy, you'll live happily ever after. But now the minimum ticket in Utah, I think about 2005, they added a $32 charge. So you're looking at $82 for the most minute minimum ticket in Utah for a moving violation. And then a lot of times what they've done now is they've added a school fee on there, which you pay in addition to that, which is $40 to $45. And then sometimes they'll throw on there a plea and abeyance fee, which the court needs their piece of the action. And so it's $25. Some courts used to charge more than that, but now it's just a $25. But with tickets, they just are getting more and more expensive. And now with the tough economic times, cities are looking even for more revenue. So you'll find them pulling you over for the most lame. I mean, there's so much bad driving going on that I'm always surprised when they pull somebody over for just a few miles over. But the point is, they need more revenue, and so if you're breaking the law, they're going to pull you over. So, again, be very careful when you get on getting tickets because they're much more difficult to get rid of. Now, on a plea and abeyance, what you do is you plead guilty, and then they hold it for a period of time. The one drawback of a plea and abeyance is if you get another ticket in that time period, some courts check. Some courts will check, and if you get another ticket, then not only will the new one be on your record, but the old one possibly will be entered as a conviction as well. Now, again, it depends on the court. Some courts are very good to work with, and they may even give you a little bit more of a plea in advance if you get another ticket. But the point is, I guess, is when you get a ticket, I can do so much more with them or help you so much better if I get them prior to you paying for them and also prior to you waiting till the last minute. Because as soon as you get a citation, just call us and fax it in, and then you'll know right up front what you're looking at and what your options are. Because, again, with tickets, if you wait, I know my daughter one time thought by putting the tickets in her glove box that somehow they would go away. The magic box. I don't know what it was, but I thought, honey, I'm an attorney. I know the prosecutors at these courts. I could probably, since you're my family, I could probably have gotten you a better deal than the glove box. So I guess the idea is be sure and get the tickets into us as soon as you can. And any issue you have, if you have a contract problem or you have something coming up, the sooner we get it, the better. The more chance we'll have to review it, the more chance you'll have to decide whether you really want to do something or not. And also, it's just so much better early on. Early on is always better than later on, much better. And you usually get a lot better results. All right. Okay, this is a question about law officers. There is a law officer's plan, and they do have benefits under the law officer's plan. So if they have some kind of a shooting or something on the job, they have some benefits that are available. And again, we don't have expertise in that area, but we have attorneys who represent policemen on different issues with administrative or disciplinary issues, So we refer to that attorney. So again, there is a law officer's plan for police officers. And again, that's good to have because, again, you never know what you're going to run into or if you're going to end up being in a shooting. I know most people don't want to be involved in shooting or taking someone's life. But again, sometimes those things happen. So, all right. Okay, tax audits. One benefit you get on a tax audit, if you join in this year, even though you're getting audited for 2008 now, if you get joined this year, you'd still get coverage for audits from 2008. So that's the one benefit that does go back prior to your membership. And again, audits are there are hours and times available to have an attorney. And whether you're eligible for the audit protection or not, we still can talk to you and help you know, look, well, here's what the IRS is looking for and here's what they want. And you can do that. Now, one thing, too, that it helps a lot is check with accountants on, I know with prepaid memberships, a lot of you want to have prepaid businesses and those kind of things. Check with an accountant and make sure, first of all, what's deductible, and then make sure you keep good records. Because IRS, if they've got records, they can't do anything to you. It's when you don't have records or receipts that they get really, well, they don't really get ornery. They just say, you're going to pay us money, and you say, okay. So. But if you have the receipts, you could really have, and again, if you have the receipts, a lot of times they'll stop their audit and say, okay, it looks like you have everything, and we're okay, and then they'll move on. So that helps. Okay, we talked about that. The wills and the trust. The wills are simplified. The trust, usually, the trusts run anywhere from $850, it's either $850 or $950 to $1,500 for a complicated trust. The trust, again, if you get a lot of assets and you start to accumulate a lot of wealth, you want to do a trust. And what's beautiful about trust is it allows you to manipulate your children even after you're gone. So that's the beauty of a trust. And also it helps with real property. It helps transfer property. It has to have a living person transfer real property or the court. So as you start to accumulate wealth and work with prepaid and start to develop your business, obviously the more assets you get, the more valuable a trust would be because a trust includes wills. And again, it gives you a great opportunity to do all kinds of different things with your property, even after you go, as far as charity things you want to do, or just anything you want to do or accomplish for grandkids or even for a next generation of grandkids. It just gives you great chances to do things. And if you get to that point, look at that as an option because it is a good idea. Okay, looks like we've covered the questions. Like I said, I just want to let you know that our open house is going to be on Monday, and we always try to have the open house right after this advanced product training because I think it helps as far as remembering, and also for the new people, gives them a chance to come meet with us. And then you'll get to find out what you're selling. If you have problems or issues, don't hesitate to call me. I have associates call me quite often, and I don't mind that answering questions. So if you have questions, don't wonder about it. Just call and ask. Just call me and ask and talk to me, and then we can make sure we get going. But, again, keep up the good work. I know you guys are working hard. The economy is tough, and I'm glad to see a lot of people still working hard with prepaid and doing the things you need to do. But there are great opportunities, no matter what the economy is doing, for people who want to work hard. And you guys are doing a great job, and we really appreciate staying steady, even with the tough economic times. And thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
We're going to get started into some training. And I got a call yesterday from corporate, and they told me that we have to get Brett Harward approved to be our trainer. So he's going to be training at Systems Training this Wednesday for 2 full hours.
Yeah!
We don't have to get that approved, so we're going to have him there. That's why he's not here today. And so we're going to do some in-depth product training. Imagine that as an advanced product training. We're going to train on the product. Okay, let's see. And I've given you guys some flyers. Corporate sent them to me yesterday. So let's see. We've got one of the announcements that they sent me. was you can register today for convention for the price of $135. Convention deadline was on the 16th. They made an announcement and said if you register here today, turn your form in to me, or actually to probably Andrea at the tool table with your form of payment and everything. We've given everybody the registration form, and it's on the back. Excuse me? Shelby, is there blank ones? We do have extra ones, so we'll get those to Andrea. But the International Convention, it's $135 if you register today. So if you have not got your tickets, make sure that you sign up today. Get that to Andrea, and I will send them into corporate overnight so you get that discounted rate of $135. You'll get better seating. It's a cheaper ticket. Strongly recommend that you get that done. That's what one of those flyers was for. We've also got the one that says save $5. This is the Prepaid Legal Benefits Association. There's a lot of things involved in it. I'm not going to go over all of it, but you get discounts at like UPS. Your copies are like 3 cents. You get, what are some of the things that you get with Prepaid Legal Benefits? Every time when you purchase it, you get stock on based on your production. They just give it to you. You get cell phone discounts, real estate loans. You can get health insurance and vision, dental, things like that at a discounted rate. They've got a cancer policy that is phenomenal. Lots of things in that. It's $50 for 5 years, which is, I've saved that just in copies alone, not to mention all the other things, but and the stock I'm getting, I'm sure, is well over $50. Based on production, but they've given us this special where you get $5 off. It's $45 for 5 years if you sign up today. Those go to the same person, to Andrea. Turn them into her. I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a member of that. Free stock is, I think that's phenomenal besides all the extra benefits you get. You can go online and look it up, but you get the $5 discount if you sign up today and turn your form into Andrea. The third one that you guys have, it talks about, it's got a lady with her head on her forehead, like she's having some problems. You can't put a value on peace of mind. The most important factor in a document review is for the member to send us the documents for review before they sign them. We can't change history, but we can affect the future. They just want to focus a lot on the contract and document review because a lot of people send in things after they sign them, and that's when it's a little too late. So I've saved, personally, on a document review, I had my auto contract reviewed. They found, and I can't remember, I always say it's 12 or 17, I don't remember which one, but I'm thinking it was $1,200 dealer prep fee. It didn't say dealer prep fee. It was just written into my loan. It would have been financed over 5 years. It's a car wash. They detail your car, and they were going to charge me $1,200. So the law firm, because they reviewed it, and I didn't think there was anything in there. I just wanted to use that part of my membership because I'd never used it before. Wanted to see how it worked. They saved me $1,200 because I was curious on how it worked. So make sure you get your contracts reviewed. And they've kind of listed some things here that kind of give you a, like a, I don't know, like those name jogger things, but home improvement contracts, employment issues regarding, including severance agreements. That's the number one call they're getting right now to all the law firms is based on severance packages. People want to know their rights, if that tells you anything. Workers' compensation claims, forms, auto sales, consumer finance matters, including collections, insurance, estate planning, wills, trusts, investments, plus many others. So make sure that you really focus on that when you're out there selling the membership. To let people know that can save them. Like, I don't even know what's in my mortgage, but I can imagine how much money they could have saved me had I had that reviewed. Over 30 years, even if they would have found something really minor, that's a big deal. So, I can't get this to open. Maybe it's already open. There it is. Okay, so we'll go through some things in the products really quick. Actually, I want to show you something else on the back office. That they wanted us to go over that I think is really cool. I was looking at it about 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you go on to prepaidlegal.com and just where you can sign in, you know how you click associates only or members only? Just click on members only, and that can be given to anybody, you know, that's a member. You don't have to be associate to get this. It says I'm not online. How do I fix that? Yeah, thanks. See it? What do I do? Okay. 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 All right. All right. Yes? Do you use DSL or cable? So no? Okay. Will you come fix that while I do something else then? All right. Let's see if it'll let me. So you put in your regular associate password, name and password, and, oh, it's letting me in. Never mind. Cool. All right. So how come it's pushed over like that? Down here it shows, it's not letting me do it. Come fix it so I can, yeah. He fixed it all before, I promise. We'll talk about some other things while he's doing that. They want you to know, right now, I think the biggest thing that they're having success out there selling the membership is it's a now benefit. They talk about the current economic state of the country has created a lot of legal issues for individuals and families. And when the economy is bad, people spend their money on things they could use right away. Our legal plan is something that they can use right now, today. They can call their provider attorney on past legal issues or legal issues they are facing right now. This is why the prepaid legal plan is a now benefit. That was from Rob Vest, top producer out there as far as membership sales. And he and Marilyn Thompson are having phenomenal success in getting 100% of the people they talk to in selling them a membership because they can use it right now. If they're having issues with foreclosure, if they're having issues with past due accounts, things like that, they're using their membership immediately. They sign up that day and they turn around and they go call the law firm when they leave. And that's phenomenal because if you look at all the other benefits, you can't really use your health insurance the very day you sign up. You've got to wait until you're effective and all those fun things. So our membership is, you know, just that. It's a now benefit. All right. Well, it's not letting me in, so we're going to go somewhere else. On here, when you go into where it shows your members or associates only, there is membership testimonials. And if you ever want to know what's happening with our law firm, you just go here and you can see all the testimonials that are happening, people's real experiences. They submit them to the corporate office, and it goes through about our provider law firm. You just go in, check Utah, and it will bring you up a list of all of these different testimonials. Let's just click on one. We appreciate all of your efforts to make our law firm here in Utah one of the top firms for all of our prepaid legal and also as members. It is so nice to have someone to talk to who makes you feel as though your problem is theirs too. And they are there to help you in any way they can. Our whole family has had such great help and advice from your firm. Thank you again. Congratulations on the great work you do. And there's a lot of things in here. You can print these out and show them to people that you are, you know, because people have questions about this membership that's $30-something a month. What are your attorneys like? You can send these, print them out, and put them in like a page protector and carry them with you and show them what our attorneys are like. You know, they're pretty awesome, and most people think so. Let's look at one other thing that I found that I thought was really neat, and that's the one I need to get in here to do. So let me try one more time. Okay. Here it is. Okay, this is the Form Service Center. I did not even know this existed, but you go into your members only login, and then you go into the forms. In here, it gives you forms for so many things that I didn't even know existed out there, but one of them talks about, like, if you have a mortgage and they passed some new laws that talk about, I don't know what it's called, it's like a refinance, but they've got a different name for it. You can go, what's that? Loan modification, that's it right there. Mortgage modification, there's a video that goes through, tells you, like, Countrywide has this, these states have this, goes into what Utah has. It also goes into a lot of the different forms that you could use. I'll just show you like a short list of them. Utah. So let's go back. Right here it talks about change of address, credit authorization report. You can credit report dispute to all credit bureaus. If you've got something on your credit that's inaccurate, you can send a dispute letter. You just fill out this form, and the letter comes to you all prepared. It's got the letterhead of the attorneys, and it goes to your credit. You send it to your credit bureaus disputing the charge. They have 30 days to respond to you, or they have to remove whatever's on there. There's demand for spousal support, letter disputing cell phone charges. I could have used that one so many times. Notice to cancel a contract. Notice to cancel a membership or subscription, like those Gold's Gym contracts. I mean, those are, you know, that's a good one to use that I'm sure a lot of people, if they knew it was in here, would use them. There's so many things in here that are so important that I didn't even know were here. And they go through different areas. So you can go through, there's birth certificate, child care forms, single parent forms, estate planning forms, business forms. They have affidavits for third parties, copyright forms. So I just wanted you guys to know where this was, because I thought, when I looked this up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I thought that was pretty neat. You just go into members only, click under forms, and you log in with your same login and password that you do on your back office. So I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. So then we're just going to go through some things about the membership. If I can get this to leave this up. I need this. Okay. Let's see if there's some stuff on here. Oh, the open house. For the open house, we're going to have it Monday at 5 o'clock at the law firm. We can only have 20 people, so if you want to attend that open house, make sure you sign up. It's back with Andrea. She's got the sheet. You'll get a piece of paper that tells you when and where and all that stuff if you sign up. But it's at 5 o'clock Monday. You'll need to put your name and how many people are attending. And you can be a member. You don't have to be an associate to go, so you can have your members go. But you need to make sure and get them signed up if you want them to go. And they're great at their open house. They have light refreshments, and you get a tour of the office, you get to talk with the attorneys, and it just creates a bigger picture of what's actually going on. And, you know, they're real at that point because they're right in front of you. You have that, it builds that belief. Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so we're just going to go through the membership really quick so I can give you guys some points on just in-depth product training that we usually don't talk about at the briefing. It went away. Jason. All right, so does anybody have a question they want to ask while we're fixing this about the membership?
Just a suggestion on those forms that actually help a lot of our members. If you go to use those forms, use the attorneys to consult with while you're at it. The forms are really good that you can actually go copy and paste the information off those into your work process. If you want to talk to the attorneys, you can actually get a lot of things done without having to pay. That's, for example, the membership story of the creating the LLC. That's actually a form on that same site.
Cool. So we're going to stand up and do exercise because everybody's falling asleep. So everybody stand up. Put your right foot. Just kidding. So turn to the other person in front of you. Massage their shoulders. This is a Darnell Self thing. Just the shoulders. And do the karate chop. And let's see, what does he say? Every karate chop's a new associate. Oh, a new executive director. Okay, now we need to turn around and do the other people on the other side of you. Massage. Karate chop. New associate, new executive director. Don't hurt anybody. Don't want any lawsuits. All right. Stretch and then sit down. Okay. Now everybody's awake. Okay, so some of the company history, we always talk about we were established in 1972, and there was an accident in 1969, and we really don't go into any of the details. I just wanted you guys to know kind of a little bit about how it came into play. 1979 is when we filed with this Securities and Exchange Commission, and we were registered there to sell to the public. 84, stock began to become available over the counter on the NASDAQ exchange, and then 1986 is when we moved to the Amex, and then in 1999 is when we began to be on the New York Stock Exchange. So that's kind of how it breaks down. Make sure when you're offering the plan that you don't just talk about, you know, this is great. I mean, when everybody first looks at this, they think, that's great. I could think of a lot of people that could use it, but it's not for me. So make sure that when you are offering it, you kind of get into reasons of why they would want to use it. You ask them questions. Have you ever been overcharged for repair? Of course, somebody has that's in the room, and they start talking about it. You say, what'd you do about it? Yeah. And then they get really heated and have emotion, and they say, what would you do if you could have used an attorney and not paid him anything? What about tried to return a defective product, got a speeding ticket, bought a house, things like that. Get them to think about situations in their life that they could have used it for before. It makes a huge difference. Who's covered by the membership? We always go over this really quick, so I want to point out some things that are a little in-depth. The member spouse, we also cover the significant other or domestic partner. So if it's two guys, we cover those two guys. If they're at the same address, they're domestic partners, they're covered. If it's a guy and he has a girlfriend that lives with him at his same address, she's covered. We only cover one spouse. We always joke about that, but it is only one spouse. And each spouse needs to have their own membership. So I've dealt with that situation. They do have to have their own membership. The identity theft also covers them and the significant other domestic partner or one spouse. So each spouse would have to have a separate identity theft membership. Never marry dependent children living at home. If they're living at home, they've been married and divorced, that doesn't count. They can be never married. And up to 21, if they're college students, they have to be full-time college students. It doesn't matter whether they live at home or not. If they're full-time college students, never married, they're covered up to 23. No.
What did he say?
Summer break. They're still covered as long as they start again, you know, in the next quarter or whatever. But, I mean, if they go on a long summer break for like a year, they'd probably drop them off the plan. But, again, they'll turn 24 before, you know. So, the never married dependent children, what they're talking about, they're up to 18 for whom you're the legal guardian of, is like there's a lot of grandparents raising grandkids nowadays, and they are their legal guardian. Or like I had my niece and nephew, they were my foster children. I was their legal guardian. They would be covered till they're 18 years old if they live with me, never married. Also, on the physically or mentally challenged children, they're covered for life. It's not just if they're in a home. If they're in a facility, some of the times they are also covered. So they don't have to be living in the home as far as the physically or mentally challenged child. There's certain things that go into play with that, but just so that you know, it's not just living at home with that.
How about a physically or mentally challenged person?
I think if you're their legal guardian, you'd want to check with the law firm, but I think they would be covered. No. No. Nope, you've got five. They're all covered. Yeah. Good? All right. We're going to go into some things on the preventive legal service. We always talk about phone consultation on an unlimited number of matters. That doesn't mean that you can call in about your cell phone bill five times. You didn't like the answer the first attorney gave you, so you call back and you ask the same question trying to get a different attorney so you can get a different answer. You call about the issue one time. Our law firm's very generous and gracious to us. They over-deliver like none other. And if you call in about the same issue, they probably will talk to you. But please don't call about the same question. That's what they're trying to avoid. That's why it's unlimited per subject matter, not unlimited phone calls. It's per subject matter. So if I call about my phone bill and I'm asking about a certain area of law and then I call back the second time and say, this is on the same issue but it's a different question, that's they'll accept that a lot better than asking the same question, trying to get a different answer. Also on the phone calls and letters, same thing. It's on an unlimited number of matters, and once they send a letter, they're not going to send another letter unless they think it's in your best interest. Like if there's been a response or a change in the case, then that's different. They might send another letter. But just because they send one letter, they're not going to send another one and say, ooh, I really mean it this time. So just know that it's one letter per matter unless like they send you a response, and then they'll probably do something. Also, on the letters, what was I just going to tell you? I'll remember in a second. Oh, the only time they do send a letter or make a phone call is if they feel like you've got some legal ground to stand on. So if you have no legal ground to stand on, they're not going to send a letter because there's nothing that they can put in there referring to the law. Some people get really upset and say, you know, this happened to me and the law firm didn't even send a letter for me. And I ask them, well, by law, what were your rights? I mean, what did they tell you your rights were? Well, they said I was in the wrong, and you know, but they could have still sent me a letter. What are they going to send? I know that you're right, and they have no legal ground to stand on, but pretty, please give them their money back. I mean, they can't do it unless you have some legal ground to stand on. So understand that it's not every single time you have an issue, they're going to send a letter for you. It's if it's in your best interest, and they can have, you know, something to back it with. Unlimited number of personal contracts. It's 10 pages per contract. If you send 11 pages, you're billed for the entire 11. And they will tell you before they bill you. So if you send in a 12-page document, they'll call and say, Mr. Burns, just so that you know, we're going to bill you this much for this document to be reviewed. They're not going to just review it and then send you a bill. But if you send more than 10 pages, you pay for the entire document. They have to do that. They can't give you free consultation and then charge you for 2 pages if it's 12 pages. It doesn't work out that way as far as the law is concerned. Our law firm, again, over-delivers all the time. They've never charged me for a contract review, and I've sent over 10 pages several times. But in our contract, what it states is 10 pages. Don't shrink the pages down. It's already fine print. If you shrink it down, they can tell which ones were shrunk down. You still get charged per page that it really was before you shrunk it down. So that doesn't work out too well either. They also need you to fax in the entire document. You can't say, well, I'm going to fax in pages 4 through 7 because that's the only part I don't understand. They cannot give you legal advice on some of a contract. They have to see the entire thing. So just so you guys know how that works. Standard will preparation includes yearly updates. The will preparation is for you, your spouse, and any included family members. So at the time that your children hit the age of 18, they are also considered a family member. And so 18, 19, 20 to 23, those people also can get a will done at that time if they're covered on your plan. So a full-time college student can get their will done when they turn 18, clear till they're 23, and get it updated every year. Let me get this question over here first. They will update your existing will. They will review it every year for free. Your trust would cost you extra. That's not part of what they'll review for free. But I'm sure the review is a lot less than the preparation of the will. But, yeah, if you've already got one in place, they do review that every single year for free. So you would just want to get that from your firm and send it into the provider attorney. You call the law firm and they'll tell you what you do, but in my experience, when I've had something that's just online, I've just emailed it to them. So you just tell them that it's online, and it depends on the attorney. Some of them will let you do pretty much whatever, and some of them don't. motor vehicle legal services. This You need to make very clear this is the only part of our membership that's not available immediately. If they leave here and they get a speeding ticket after they sign up today, they're not covered under this title. They can call and maybe get some consultation on what to do, but it is not covered under Title II. It's a 15-day wait. They need to know that, so make sure that you're clear with that. Again, undersell, let the law firm overdeliver. It makes your retention so much better and so much higher. Representation for certain motor vehicle-related criminal charges. Under the moving traffic violation, that does not cover criminal charges. If you receive a DUI, that is not covered here. If you receive an open container, that is not covered here. The only criminal charges covered in the motor vehicle is if you are in an accident and somebody is killed, and the only way it's covered is if you're prosecuted for vehicular homicide, negligent homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and there were no drugs or alcohol related on your part. You're not under the influence of anything. You're licensed, insured. You're totally legal to be driving that vehicle. Then you are covered. That'd be something you have to ask the law firm. It's under their discretion. So there would need to be some proof. They can't just accuse you and have absolutely no proof. But, it's up to the law firm to take the case or not. So up to 2.5 hours help with driver's license assistance. Everyone always wants to know what this is. Say that something happened and you got your driver's license suspended. They will give you 2.5 hours to assist you in getting it reinstated. Something like that. So, and then property damage of $2,000 or less, like say you're in a parking lot of a grocery store and a shopping cart hits your taillight. That would be property damage on your vehicle. So it's little things. If you're in a huge accident, that would not be covered as far as property damage. Bobby.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of questions about this account. I only have CDL.
I'm going to go over the different plans that we have and just basic, you know, really basic. What did you say?
Go to convention and get training.
Yeah, I'm going to show you where to get all that training, but remind me if I don't cover that question when we get there. We don't need that one. Let's see. Okay, the only difference between, we have a standard plan and an expanded plan. At the briefings, we always offer the expanded plan, the $35.95 with everything together. That's the legal plan, the identity theft, and the legal shield. That's the standard identity theft plan. We do have another one, and I'll go into that in a little bit. But the only difference between the standard plan and the expanded plan is Title III on the pre-trial hours and the trial time. So trial defense on the standard plan. This gives you 60 hours your first year. The expanded plan gives you 75. The standard plan gives you 2.5 hours of pre-trial time. The rest of it is trial time. The expanded plan gives you 17.5 hours of pre-trial time. The rest of it's trial time. If you're in a lawsuit, the majority of the time is spent pre-trial when it starts. So if you think you are vulnerable for a lawsuit, or the person you're speaking with, they need the expanded plan. If not, they're going to be paying out of pocket, even though they've got 60 hours. 2.5 of that is pre-trial. So if you've got 17 to 20 hours of pre-trial, you pay that out of your pocket. So you told me once who you kind of the standard that you use in offering the standard and expanded. Will you share that?
Is this on? My rule of thumb, which has been pretty spot on, I think. If you own real estate, you need the expanded family plan. I never thought in my life that I'd be sued, but I've gone through a few lawsuits already. The last one was for $1 million. And when I was lumped in with 19 other investors in a development, and the contractor and the developer got in an argument, and everybody got tied up in lawsuits, and there were people that had $200,000-$300,000 in equity in that property that had to walk away because they couldn't afford the legal fees anymore. But I had 335 hours to draw against, and so it doesn't matter if you think you're going to be sued ever in your life. If you own real estate and there's any equity in that real estate, you should have as many lawsuit hours as possible. Because people all the time say, oh, I don't need to worry about sued. They can't get anything. I don't have anything. Because they're looking in their bank account at the time. If they get a judgment against you, they will get their money. they'll just take it out of your home in the form of a lien and add tons of attorney fees and all kinds of other fines. And
they can garnish your taxes when you get your tax returns. They can get future income that you've got. They can get cars. I mean, that's not just homes. That's an awesome way to look at it. $108 for a year is the difference. If you go and consult with an attorney, there you go. So, awesome way to look at it. Yeah. Also, in the Title III, let's say you're in your fourth year and you use all of your hours, 270 hours. Your fifth year, you still start out at your 335 hours. Dave was in a lawsuit. I think he used what, 335 hours plus? The only person I know in the room that's used all their hours. The next year, he started out with 335 hours. So it doesn't like take away from your future stuff. You still, when you start out fresh, you start out fresh. IRS audit protection. This is how it's broken down. We always just say 50 hours of a tax attorney time if you're ever audited. First of all, when you're notified of an audit with the IRS, you have 2.5 hours if a settlement is not achieved within 30 days. You can have the attorneys just talk with them. If a settlement's not achieved within 30 days, you have 2.5 hours for that 30 days. Then, if it goes to court, you get 46.5 hours. So it's not you just have 50 hours. It's a process that's going to be gone through.
They also give you 1 hour of setup time, having gone through that myself personally.
An hour of setup, like what does that mean? So 1 hour consultation for the setup, and then if there's not something achieved within 30 days, you get your 2.5 hours, and then if it goes to court, you have 46.5 hours.
Do we get this benefit for our home-based business?
No.
If we don't have the...
Nope. If you are a prepaid legal associate, you are a self-employed 1099 employee. If you are audited, this does not cover your 1099 tax return. You need the legal plan for the self-employed or the expanded plan with the home-based business writer. And Ron recommends...
The home-based business writer is really, in my opinion, the better plan. But that's just because
that
there's differences
amongst the... Yeah, we need the mic. Where's the microphone at? Yeah, I didn't hear you, so I know that everybody didn't.
Wilkinson actually covers this in his small business certification training, which I know Clance is going to talk about later, but that's coming up next week. For anybody that has not done that, that'd be a good thing to review. There's the legal plan for the self-employed or the home-based business writer. Each one of them has a slight different set, and we're not going to go through all of those, but really there's pros and cons between each. Both of those plans cover your Schedule C tax returns, which is what you file as a 1099 as an independent associate. And in my opinion, every single independent associate should have the home-based business plan. That's just my personal opinion, or the LPSC. There's only about an $8 difference between the two of them. I like the home-based business because it gives me 6 letters each month, 3 for debt collection if I need them, 3 for dealing with consultation with my business if I'm having problems. The LPSC.
If you want to know more about that, you go to the small business.
Exactly.
We're not going to go into the training on what that is.
Right. We're not going to go into all the details on that, so that's the process. But really, you should take a look at both of them, and if you have questions about that you want to talk about the specific plans, but you're not going to go focus on small business, so you don't necessarily want to get the training, come ask either George Wilkinson, Mr. Wilkinson, or myself. We'll be more than happy to answer that for you. But I would highly recommend that you go to his class to get that training on Saturday and actually learn what those plans are.
Thank you. All right. Discount. This is for anything that we didn't cover. Anything that anybody has an issue with, it's covered 100%. It's covered somewhere in our plan. Everything out there is 100% of the issues are covered in our plan. It just depends on where. So it's covered in the 25% discount or like pre-existing conditions. With the identity theft, it goes by date of discovery. With the legal plan, it goes by date of incident. So if something happened to you 5 years ago and you are served with a summons today, you're not covered if you didn't have coverage 5 years ago. They will give you consultation, letters, and phone calls, but under the Title III benefits of trial defense, you would not be covered. That would be a pre-existing condition. So you need to make sure that you're very clear on that, and as far as the criminal charges, again, that is at the 25% discount. That's not covered if they're charged criminally unless it's job-related, on the job-related. So like, and I know Mr. Shorter went over this a little bit, but like somebody that, what are they called, an auditor or an accountant gets charged with embezzlement. That would be within the realm of his employment. That's criminal. That has to do with his employment. If a construction worker is charged with sexual harassment, has nothing to do with him doing his job. He would not be covered. So it's not just any criminal charge if you're on the job. It's criminal charges that apply to your type of work. So 25% discount, bankruptcy, child custody, divorce, DUI, bank robbery, you name it. Things are covered under the 25% discount. You have consultation and advice, but if you want to retain them, that is at the 25% discount. And then once you retain them, you no longer have your Title I benefits on that issue. So if you retain the firm on a divorce, you no longer have letters and phone calls at no additional cost. Now you've retained the firm. That's all part of your retainer at that point. Good? All right. Who do you call? Customer Care Center is now there to serve you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., which our time would be what? 6 to 6. And the number is 800-654-7757. It's on the back of every single one of your membership cards. You can also send emails at customerservice@ppplsi.com. So, and they respond to those emails very quickly. Legal Shield, make sure that you're clear when you're offering this benefit. It is not for a divorce at 3 in the morning. That's not an emergency. An emergency is if you're in an accident and there's injuries. This is especially wonderful for teenage drivers. If they have a Legal Shield card, I would give them a keychain. Little Legal Shield keychain to keep on their keys. If they're in an accident and there's injuries, that is the first person they should call. Them first, you second, well, depending on how bad of an accident. Them first, then maybe the police, then you. But they need to be consulted on what to say. The very first thing they're going to say is, oh, I was looking at my phone and I didn't see him. It's totally my fault. No. Because what you say can and? It will. So make sure that you consult the law firm first for anybody, but especially teenage drivers. If Child Protective Services shows up at your house at 5 o'clock on a Friday to take your children, which is the most popular time for them to come, what are your rights? Do you know what they are? Do you have to let them in? Do you have to let them take your children? That's an emergency. Being arrested, a warrant out for your arrest, being detained, things like that.
Is our Legal Shield covered in a state? If we're in a state that it's not covered,
yes.
Are we still covered?
Yes. You are covered. All of your benefits are determined by the state you live in. So even if you're, say you're in, I don't know, Wyoming, and they don't have a Legal Shield, you still have 24-hour access because you're a Utah resident and you have the Legal Shield protection. So you just call that number on your Legal Shield and you still get legal advice. Okay, so the identity theft. Wanted to go through this really quickly. It talks about, everybody always talks about the regular identity theft. We have a gold plan that I've been offering the last 3 or 4 months that I haven't had any difference in percentages as far as how many people sign up. The gold plan is really the best plan out there. There's been people that have had issues with TransUnion and Equifax on their identity theft, and it hasn't been covered because Kroll, the first plan, covers Experian. Also, some of the things that are going on with TransUnion and Equifax don't show up on Experian, so you don't even know that you're a victim. So make sure that when you're offering this, the $9.95 identity theft is the regular plan. That's with the legal plan. $12.95 a month is the gold plan, if they have the legal plan. If they buy it as a standalone, it's $12.95 for the regular, $15.95 for the gold. The only difference, the standard does Experian, that's it. The gold does TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, so all three. I would recommend the gold plan, all three. You just call and let them know. Actually, no, you have to fill out a paper app and mail it in because you need somebody to actually sell it to you. And there's no commission. There's no, oh, okay. If they'll do it on the phone, yeah, just call them. There's no commission paid on those. So it's, you know, it's no difference in our pocket. But to me, I want to let them know I'm going to start at the gold plan. And then if for some reason they can't afford it, then I would maybe go down to just Experian because that's better than nothing. But I would hate to offer them just a regular plan and then have somebody have an issue with TransUnion or Equifax and I didn't say anything. So I would go with the gold plan. It's $3 difference. No matter what you're doing, it's $3 difference. So credit report. You get an up-to-date credit report. People always ask me, well, what's that going to do to my credit score? Because when other people pull your credit report, it dings your credit. This is not a soft hit. This is not a hit whatsoever. It does not affect your credit score. Same with the monitoring. When they're monitoring a lot of companies, it's a soft hit again. It doesn't do that. It doesn't affect your score at all. It's just looking at it. It's not really monitoring like the other companies do. So on the membership application, you would check whatever plans they're getting, check other, and you normally put in IDT for identity theft, and then you would put gold. So, yeah, they make it really easy. And then if you're doing it online, it's on there, self-explanatory.
So when you first get the identity theft membership, you get your credit report?
Mm-hmm.
One time?
You get it one time, and then anything that happens from that point on, you're going to get. So you can see your entire credit as far as what you had in the first place and everything since then, because you've got all those, but you don't get it more than once.
Clancy, when you get the IDT gold, do you get three credit reports?
Yes, one from each bureau with different scores on each one. Let's go with.
Do we have the option because we get our credit score on the initial time?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yes. Yes. Who did? Didn't you just upgrade on the phone? And you can always call Kroll and request that you get your TransUnion and Equifax. So.
I actually, every single month, when you check online and sign in, it'll show you all three bureaus there.
Yeah.
And if you've got a notification, fraud alert, it'll come under. I've seen more come from Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So I recommend it.
It's because the identity thieves have figured out that 90% of the identity theft coverages out there are through Experian. So they're targeting companies that go through TransUnion or Equifax right now. So that's why there's so much more lately. Let's go on to the continuous credit monitoring. Again, that doesn't affect your credit score. I think that's the biggest concern with people is they think it's affecting their score. It does not affect their score. It is not even a soft hit. Here's the biggest difference between our companies and other companies. We have a restoration, they have a resolution. Restoration means we sign over a limited power of attorney, they take care of it. Resolution means they will talk to you on the phone and walk you through your book and tell you, yes, you need to send this letter to this person, and here's what that means, and this is what that means, and you still are stuck with your 600 hours of restoring your identity. With the resolution, that's just not that great of a deal. So restoration is the key. And also licensed investigators. These companies that are out there don't have licensed investigators. They have $6 to $10 an hour employees that they've hired to train and, walk through a book with you. So that's a lot different than what we've got. We are the number one risk management company in the world with licensed investigators that have been helping companies and countries for 36 years. Huge difference. Five common areas of identity theft. Make sure that you educate people. I think the biggest part of offering someone the plan is education. They need to know what's happening out there. They don't know there's all different kinds of identity theft. They have no clue that there's driver's license identity theft. Unless they've been a victim of it, they don't know. And when I heard about that lady that applied for a job at Target and she had 38 people using her social, I just about died. And last Thursday I heard that one from CNN that Mr. Hall was talking about, that 200 people are using her social. She calls the employers and they tell her they're not going to do anything, even though they know they've got an employee working under her social security number. They tell her it's not their legal responsibility, and it's really not. the way the laws are written. So make sure you educate. Let people know what these areas are. Give them examples so that they can actually, you know, understand what's happening out there and protect themselves against it. Okay. Identity theft, they are there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so again, 6 to 6 our time. The phone number is 888-494-8519. That's in your booklet that you get. Mariah?
Just to go back for a quick second to the 3 zeros. Should you have a member prior to the gold, or even that you just had talked to about gold, and something does happen and they find out after the fact the
It's up to Kroll, but they don't have to know. So that's why the gold plan is so important. $3 a month extra, you know, her way times 12. I mean, that's crazy. Yes? Okay. What was I going to tell you? I forgot. Also, they do email also with, like, you know, prepaid legal. You can contact them by email, idttheft@pplsi.com. They respond to those very quickly. When you're offering the membership, make sure that you give them things that they need, like this identity theft booklet. This is their temporary thing when you sell them a membership. They should all get one of these. In here, it tells them how to request their Social Security, their medical, and their DMV records, because they're going to monitor them financially, but until they're a victim, they don't do proactive searches into those areas. That's not something that's done until they're a victim, and then they'll do proactive searches into their medical, character criminal, Social Security, and DMV records. So if they look at your medical record and they see an open heart surgery, they have no idea if that's you or not. So you need to kind of encourage your members and make sure they get this book to go to page 7. It tells them all how to do that. And I recommend all my members, and I explain it just like that. They have no idea what's yours and what's not. The only way we're going to know that it's not you is if you check it. It tells you how to request them. One of them costs $7, one's $1, and one's $1 to $10. So it's not a huge expense. They've just got to look at it. And if they're a victim, they are covered. It goes by date of discovery, not date of incident.
Where did you get a booklet?
I'm sorry?
Where do you obtain the booklet?
You can order them from corporate, and you can also go on your back office on, what's it called? Under supplies. This is Identity Theft Shield membership information. But when you click on it, it shows you a picture so you can see, because there's other brochures that kind of sound like the same thing, but you'll click on it, it'll show you the picture. You want the big one. You don't want just a little brochure. On the applications, I was going to show you how to fill that out, but we kind of already went over that. States at a glance, make sure that you check in your back office on states at a glance if you're selling outside of the state to see if you need to be licensed. Some of the states require a license to sell the legal plan. Identity theft, you can sell anywhere. The legal plan, some states you have to be licensed. Texas, for example, it's $50. You fill out the application and you're licensed. Other states are a little bit more difficult. There's a lot of other areas of prepaid legal. We do offer CDLP plan, small biz plans, law officers legal plan. There are a lot of other plans. My recommendation, if you want to find out more about those plans, take the class at corporate, the CDLP. They don't have training here. They did recently. That's the first training in like how long?
3 years.
3 years. First training in 3 years. So if you want those classes, you can go to, you can call corporate, find out where they're having them. You can go to the back office and look at, you know, the events and things and find where they're having those trainings. But here in the state, we've got pretty much all of those except for the Law Officers Legal Program. We've got, you know, group school, small biz, all those things and trainings. That's where you find out how to sell those plans and what's involved in that. You have to be certified in those areas to offer those types of plans. So you need to get covered in theirs. Okay, there's a couple other things I want to go over, and then we'll be finished with my part. Right. You still can fax it in if you'd like, but it is online now, where they can go online, and Andrea just did it. I'd have her explain it. But they can just go online and fill that out and get it activated immediately.
And from what I understand also, when they do that, they can see their credit card right there.
Yes. Nope. It's online. Yeah.
Is that the same even if they fax it in, or will they just get it by mail if they fax it?
They'll get it by mail if they fax it. Yeah. So, and whenever you sign someone up, you should always have them either go online and fill that out, or they need to be filling one of these out. This will help your retention a lot because they're going to be using the plan. Most of the time the membership's canceled, it's due to non-use. If you have them fill out this form, you fax it in or they fax it in. I always do it myself, and then I shred them. They're getting an email every single month, whether it says no activity or when something's happening. That's using the plan. And also make sure they fill out this will form that says that the provider law firm can call them, welcome them to the firm, and then also they ask them if they've got any questions on their will. So make sure they fill out these two. This one I mail in with the membership, and if I don't have one, I just mail in a stack at a time if they're not, you know, if they signed up online. This one you fax in. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because even though they're doing it online, they're still not getting this or this unless I have them fill it out. So, absolutely. The online to sign up a member? It's your back office. You mean to do the identity theft? Does anybody know that one?
Shieldactivate.com.
Shieldactivate.com. When you give that them, when you sign someone up for a membership, you should also give them a temporary membership kit. I put all of this with this, their will questionnaires. I give them a brochure, their temporary membership card so they can call the law firm immediately. You should be giving them something. This has two will questionnaires in it, one for them, one for their spouse, and I put a sticker on the top of the will questionnaire with the address to the law firm because it doesn't tell them where to mail it. So make sure that they know where to mail it and that you give them something tangible. Something that they can take home and talk to their spouse about what they just did, and have something of value to show them, like their will that could cost them $500 to $1,000. So make sure that you're doing those. All right, I want to go over one thing for sure more, and then I think we'll have Dave come up after that. Okay, there's been some issues at the law firm with members not understanding how this exactly works, and I think it's coming from the associates not understanding it. The free defense hours on a family plan, the member and member spouse have coverage if the cause of action is not pre-existing to their membership and if they have a valid defense. Okay, that's kind of clear. If they have a home-based business rider, the business is only covered if it is a DBA. LLCs and corporations are separate legal entities, so there would be no coverage under Title III for an LLC or a corporation under the business plan, the home-based business plan. So they've got people that are being sued under their company, their corporation, or their LLC, and they are not covered unless they name them personally in the lawsuit. So we have to make sure our members know that. Also on the legal plan for the self-employed, the business is covered for the free defense hours. If it is a DBA or if it is an LLC or corporation, it has coverage if both the business and the member are named as defendants. On the business plan, the business is covered for free defense hours, but the individual is not. So I think I should just copy this and give it to everybody. This is an email that I got from the law firm. Yeah, they can't hear you.
Whoa.
Wow.
Stand it over there. On the legal plan for the self-employed, I had one of my customers that got sued, and he had the legal plan for the self-employed, but because they only named his business in the lawsuit and he was not personally named at the same time, that meant that he moved into the 25% discount. And that's the one thing I wanted to make sure we got clarified. They have to sue the business and the member at the same time, If the member's sued, of course, the hours kick in. But if they're both sued, then they'll actually split the hours between them. That's what Linda and I was putting together the other day.
And I think we could probably just email this out to everybody so that you have a copy of it, so that it's clear.
You're not clear on what?
Just be careful when you're selling.
If you as a business owner, Sherry, as you, if you're a business owner and you're named in a personal lawsuit and you have a legal plan for the self-employed, you would not be covered at the trial defense hours. You would be covered at the discounted rate. But if your business and you personally were named in that same lawsuit, they would split the hours between you and the business, as long as it's a defensible case and all that stuff, not pre-existing, all that stuff. $75 plan will cover the small business. Of course, it won't cover the family if he's named personally.
Okay. So what I'll do is just make sure I email this out to everybody so they have a copy of it. I had to read it 3 or 4 times to get clear, so don't feel bad if you don't understand it.
Can we get a definition?
Doing business as. The person that you're selling to would know if they're a DBA or not. So.
This is dealing a lot with small business. Either get George's training, get my training, let us come help you. If you're not going to work with small business, we'll help you.
Okay. Let me just make sure we've got everything. I think we've got everything that we're supposed to. Oh, I almost forgot. Breakfast with the Stone Ciphers. If you are here today, your name goes in to corporate that you registered at APT, and if you sell 10 memberships or recruit 3 new associates by March 13th, when is the deadline? March 13th? Okay. Then you can have breakfast with the Stone Ciphers. You can have breakfast with how many people you pre-registered. So if you pre-registered just you, that's how many tickets you get. If you pre-registered 2, that's how many tickets you get. So make sure that, you don't get upset. If you only came by yourself, you can't bring your spouse to the breakfast with the Stone Ciphers. So that's an incredible event. I would encourage you to, get those 3 recruits or 10 memberships, because that's phenomenal. You sit right in the same room with them. They're like an arm's length away, and, you sit right down with them and break bread. So that is an incredible event also. Corporate wanted also everybody to know about 101 reasons not to be without prepaid legal life events legal plan. This you can find on your back office on Docs on Demand, but this is really good to use, carry around with you, have these in your mind, give them to your associate or your new member so that they have reasons to call the law firm, because it'll help them think of things that have happened or that they've wanted to use an attorney for, but just, didn't know how much that would cost and what that would entail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just gives them a whole new outlook on what they could be using their law firm for. So any questions about some things, you can come and ask me. You can get with Dave. You can get with George and Ron on the small biz and the business stuff. I will send that email out from Linda to everybody so that you can have a copy of it. But pretty much I just wanted you to know about the membership and the little details in the membership that we usually don't go into.
Lancy, I bought my tickets last month for this, so I'm not pre-registered. Will that make me out of running to go to practice?
Yeah, you're pre-registered. If you bought your tickets last month.
He's talking convention.
If you bought it today.
Oh, I bought it last month. But I'm not.
No, he's talking about tickets here.
Talking about tickets.
You're on the list here because you're here today. If you're here today, you're pre-registered, because I'm sending in all of those to corporate. So, yes, you're all pre-registered. What? Okay, so 10 memberships or 3 recruits, breakfast with the Stone Ciphers. So now my part of the training's over. We did the advanced product training. It is a lot of information, and it's not so exciting, but we have to know that stuff, so want to make sure that you guys are clear on how to undersell and let the law firm over-deliver. I think that's the most important thing. And now we're going to get into some of the recruiting training and some things like that. And so I want to bring up, again, our regional vice president, Mr. Dave Hall. Give him a hand.
Thank you.
guess it is. Let me just make sure we got a signal here. I think I can. By the way, sometimes people will look for the fly in the ointment. They came in here thinking that had one perception of their prepaid legal membership and found out that there's an exclusion somewhere, and they're going to leave here going, oh, I knew that if I was named as a spy being sued for espionage, it would be at a 25% discount. How did I know that? Okay, why am I not?
It's an awesome deal for the price we pay.
You know, that's the exact way that I sell this membership, is prepaid legal, the end all, cure all, solve all for every legal situation in the world? No, it's not. But for $35 a month, is it an awesome value? Yeah, it is. And that's the attitude that you should have when you're selling this membership. I talk to business owners and stuff all the time. They're like, oh, well, we already have an attorney. We use, you know, so-and-so. We've been using them for 20 years, and we love them. And you're in here trying to tell us, you know, to fire our law firm and use you guys. No, I'm not saying. You keep using your law firm for the area that they do the work that specializes in what you want. You've got that relationship, and you don't mind paying $200, $300 an hour. Keep using them. I'm saying for everything else in your life, there's a prepaid legal membership. In my automobile insurance, is there exclusions? Absolutely there is. Anything's not covered? Absolutely there is. In my health insurance, is everything in the world at the hospital covered for free? No. I mean, there's a lot of things that you pay a deductible on, and then you pay a certain percentage up to a certain amount, and then all of a sudden the value starts to kick in. And there's some things that are just completely excluded. They're not covered whatsoever in the membership. So I want to talk to you real quick about belief in the membership that you have. Because when you honestly believe in this membership, you're not selling it. You're simply sharing it with other people. And sales is always just nothing more than a transference of belief. Your belief level affects your success in this business. If you haven't been using your prepaid legal membership, I can tell you right now, you're not going to be as effective as you should be out there in the marketplace. If you're one of the people that's a prepaid legal member and you don't have your will done by the law firm, you're not going to be able to passionately tell somebody about how awesome that benefit is, because inside you feel guilty because you know that you have not gone out there and done that. So let me show you real quick a few examples. Of the membership working. And I know that we have so many incredible, incredible success stories. I hope that you guys, when you guys have a success story, you're letting the law firm and corporate office know. In fact, if somebody wouldn't mind, I don't care who, jotting down, I'm going to go through a few different stories that we've used the law firm for. And then I want you to figure out what it saved me financially. So if someone could be a scribe and just add some of these things up, because we want to find out, you know, what the real membership really costs me. Let me go through a couple of these stories. You guys have all heard the story about the fire sprinkler system. I tell that every time I do a business briefing. You guys all know that the end result of that was a check for $2,928.17. So whoever's jotting that down, $2,928.17. That's the first thing. Here's another story. Capital One. I had hired a company to do some contracting, some advertising for me. I sent them a payment of $347. They didn't do the contracting the way I expected it to be. And next thing you know, a year went by and I got a bill. You guys can, you know, a lot of you are reading it. This is the letter that I sent to Capital One saying, hey, they didn't do what I expected them to do. Why am I getting this bill? They just charged my credit card. I want my money back. I sent that in. Now, that's me. I don't need to use my prepaid legal membership for this. I can just send a letter to Capital One. They're going to resolve this. Here's my response from Capital One. We have new information about the disputed charge on your Capital One count, and then they kindly say, go pound sand. That's what they said back. So I'm like, now I'm pissed off. Capital One just told me I ain't getting my money back. So I called the law firm. Now I'm going to use it. Now the law firm sends a lot shorter letter. You notice they put it in a lot shorter and more abrupt thing? They just sent, this is from the law firm, straight to Capital One. And then here's the response that Capital One sent me after the law firm. Please note that we are crediting $347 to your account in recharging. In other words, I got my money back after I used the law firm. Okay, so whoever's taking notes, another $347 there. This is a speeding ticket. I'm probably the only person that's got this. This was a fast one, though. 26 to 30 over the speed limit. Now, this is my bail notice from the South Jordan court. $310 is, now, what date is that? 4/22/02, okay? So, get home, fax it into the attorneys. Here's a letter that went out to me 4/24. 2 days later, I've got a letter from the law firm telling me, hey, here's what we're going to do to represent you on that $300 speeding ticket. We showed up to court on 5/20/02, 1 month later, and here is my receipt when I walked out of the courthouse, $160. Did I get it for free? No. But is $160 better than $300? Yeah. It's a lot better. Sometimes people think, oh, I got your prepaid legal membership. I still had to pay that ticket. I still had to pay this ticket. I paid half the costs. I was so happy. Next month, I went and got another one. Speeding ticket. Now you'll notice in this one, it was a different result. I got a 90-day plea in abeyance 1 month after the last ticket that I just got. See, this is in 6/02, I believe. I can't see the date. Yeah, 6/18/02. 90-day plea in abeance and only a $60 fine on this ticket. And trust me, I ain't got time to go through all the tickets that I've used this service for. But I still get a good driver's discount today. Have I been to traffic school a few times? Yes. I don't have a high school diploma, but I got 3 diplomas from driver's ed. So, I don't see your high school diploma doing you much good anyway, so. Okay. Okay, yeah, this is my neighbor's dog. When we lived up in the mountains, my neighbor's dog came over and attacked 2 of my dogs. We have these little Maltese dogs, and he had this big, you know, husky type thing. Well, next thing you know, we look out the window, and one of our dogs is in this dog's mouth. I go running out there. I pull my dog out of its mouth. It's all ripped open. My other dog's laying there. We put him in a basket and run him down to the vet in the middle of the night. They saved one of the dog's lives. The other one, they didn't. So I call my neighbor the next day, and I shared some exchanges, words with him. But I basically let him know, look, you know, your dog's been trespassing on my property for a long time. We've talked about this before. Now it's killed one of my dogs, and it's put the other one in the hospital. Now I got a vet bill. I need you to pay for the dead dog, and I need you to reimburse me for my vet bill. That seemed like a reasonable request. Oh, man. I can't repeat what he told me to do because it's not even legal in the state of Utah. But it was not nice what he told me to do. And he basically, we'll just say, pounced in. And so I said, well, you know, I wanted to work this out with you, but if we're not going to, then I'll have to involve my attorney. So I'm adding my attorney, send him a copy of this letter, and I got a copy of the letter. He gets a copy of the letter. He calls me up, Mr. Hall, I'd like you to come over. Let's work this out. I'll go ahead and pay the vet bill and pay for the dogs. Now, he didn't realize how expensive these dogs and stuff were. And so when I showed him financially what we were into the dogs, he got mad again. But we worked out a payment plan where he could make monthly payments. And I knew he wasn't happy when he started making monthly payments because he'd always put like a little memo on his check. You know, he always put something snide in there just to let me know that he wasn't happy about it. But nonetheless, you need a neighbor like this to really appreciate a good attorney. If you've ever had one of those people that just, they think they know everything in the world and they're telling you how it is, and you calmly just say, that's okay, I'll have my attorney take care of it from this point. I was on eBay. Oh, well, that one, the total was like $2,000, $2,000, $20,000, what was it? $24.50. Yeah, I knew it was something. It took him a while to pay it off. I was on eBay, and I was just surfing around some things, and I found these Slim Jims. You know, if you ever locked in your car or lock yourself out of your car, or you ever seen someone in a parking lot with a coat hanger over there trying to break into their car, and you're like, man, you know, it's so much easier if you have the right tools. So now I'm going to buy me some Slim Jims, keep them in my trunk. Now, if I ever see someone that locked themselves out of their car, I can stop and help them. So I bought these, and I got this confirmation email from the Dakota Tool Company in Brookings, South Dakota. It says you were the high bidder on my Slim Jim auction on eBay. A payment of $11, cover shipping and handling, can be sent to this address. Well, I emailed them back and said, is there any way I could get two, and what would it cost me? They're like, $16. Great. I sent them a check for $16. Nothing arrived. Waited. Nothing arrived. Emailed them back. Hey, never got them. Oh, we're sorry. There was a mistake. We'll send them out today. Waited, a few more weeks, still nothing. Then I pick up the phone, I call them. Hey, I never got those. Oh, well, we've had some management changes here. We'll go ahead and send them. Waited, still nothing came. Finally, I call them and say, listen, you know, it's been months since I sent you $16. I still have not got these stupid things. We already sent them to you. Goodbye. I call back and said, listen, don't hang up on me. I will call my attorney. And they're not going to talk to me now. So I had my attorney fire off a letter to the Dakota Tool Company for my $16. And you can see, you know, people feel guilty about calling the law firm. Not me, man. I don't care if it's $16. I'm calling my attorney. I sent this off 5 days after I got my letter. Certified mail package shows up with my two Slim Jims. Add that in there. $16 more. All right. Dentmaster. I had a trailer. A snowmobile trailer repainted by him. A few months later, the coating started chipping off. I paid like $700 and something, and then $750 for this. They would not do anything about it. They're like, well, sorry, you know, you should have prepped it better. You should have done this. I'm like, hold on. I'm not in the industry. I dropped it off. You could see that it needed a new coat of paint and stuff. But if your guy didn't do the body work and get the rust off before you sprayed right over the top of it, is that really my fault? I'm like, this is your industry. You're the one that should know whether or not it needs to have more body prep done. They've refused to do anything about it. So I just had my attorney again send a nasty letter. They said, bring your trailer on down here. We'll go ahead and take care of it and redo it for you. That's a $750 value. Add that in there. I would have had to pay somebody else to do it if I didn't have them. All right. Where's Mr. Udy? I don't know where he's at. This is how Mr. Udy and I met. He was an officer for the American Fork Police Department. Some lady hit my car. I had a brand new 300C. Lady backed into it and then took off. Well, I got her license plate. Mr. Udy was the officer on duty that day. Showed up. Saw that I was pretty ticked off about something. And I turned in the numbers. They did a police report. Went and found the lady and said, hey, look, were you at Cafe Rio today and this time? Yes, I was. The guy says, you hit him. She says, I don't remember hitting anybody. Her word against mine. But we had the evidence, the print on my car and a slight dent on my car. And so I was like, hey, you know, we've got the evidence. And I got her license plate and everything. So he says, well, now it's a civil issue. So you're just going to have to turn it over to her insurance company. Now, this happened. What date did this happen on? Yeah, but June. June 22nd. Notice the date of the letter. November. In June, the automobile accident happened. And I was very patient with Farmers Insurance. Waited for their investigator. He came out. He took pictures of my car. He asked questions. He tried to recreate the accident scene, trying to figure out if his client was at fault or if I was at fault. I'm like, how could I be at fault? I was in Cafe Rio. My car was parked. It's not Herbie the Love Bug that just moves around on its own. So your person backed into my car. What is there left to dispute here? Well, we're trying to figure out if you were parked illegally or... I'm like, oh my gosh. So for months, I kept following up with him. When are you going to cut me a check? When are you going to cut me a check? By November, I just got sick and tired of being nice to Farmers Insurance, and I had them send this letter. Amazing. Look what happened. All of a sudden, a claim check comes in right after my attorney sends a letter. Add that up to whatever the tally is that we're going on, okay? Yes?
Just a curiosity, how did you expose
Mr. Udy? Oh, I didn't expose Mr. Udy that day. I was too mad. Okay, somebody else did later. He showed up at a briefing and we recognized each other.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't recruit him. But he's still on my team, so I don't care.
Okay, so this is a bill from Sprint. My phone bill, you can see the previous month payment, $41. That was my standard bill. Every month was $41 I paid for my cell phone bill. All of a sudden, the next month, it jumps up to $693. $693? I called in, I says, whoa, how'd it go from $40 a month on my calling plan to $693? Oh, well, you were downloading data and you, outside of your calling plan, and they had all these reasons. I'm like, you know what? Let me look through my calling plan, because as far as I know, it was nationwide, my coverage. Yeah, but there's some dead spots. Well, then don't send me the information. Don't let me use my phone. It never said roaming or anything. And besides, nationwide to me just means nationwide. So I'm looking through my calling plan. I can't figure out why they're billing me. They refuse to fix the problem. I got my attorney on the phone. My attorney sent a nasty gram off to the Sprint PCS company. Let me come down here and read I like the bottom paragraph. Mr. Hall disputes your billing. Without some type of accounting for the additional usage you say he used, Mr. Hall will not pay the portion of his bill. Your records regarding Mr. Hall's account are in error. In order to avoid further legal problems, please investigate Mr. Hall's account and correct your error. I get a phone call from Sprint corporate office saying, Mr. Hall, we have gone ahead and credited your entire bill last month. Now, I wasn't disputing the entire bill because I realized I have $41 every month that I should be paying. But they credited the entire bill for doing that. How much was that phone bill? Did you guys add that in? $727, I guess, after taxes and stuff. All right, Steve Peterson Interiors. We built our house. The guy came out, measured our house for hardwood flooring. He ordered the flooring, had it delivered. It was installed, and when it was all done being installed, there was like five boxes of 3/4-inch solid cherry wood left over in my kitchen. Now, the flooring's all done, but we still got five boxes. I'm thinking he didn't measure right. What am I going to do with five extra boxes of cherry wood? I mean, that's expensive firewood. I ain't using it for firewood and stuff like that. So I called Steve Peterson and said, hey, would you come and pick these up and credit this back to our account? And they're like, sure. So they sent a guy out. He picked up the cherry wood and then went back to Steve Peterson. Well, in the meantime, the contractor had already taken a draw against our loan for the flooring allowance. And so they'd already been paid the full amount. But now we're sending five boxes back. So we should get a refund check from them. Well, we close on the loan. It's all now financed into 30 years. And then a few months later, we realize, hold on, wait a second. We paid them the full amount for the flooring. There should have been a credit. We never got the credit back, but they got paid the full amount that they requested when they shipped the wood out. There should be about $400 extra left over here. So we called Steve Peterson and said, hey, you guys, you know, a few months ago, you came and picked up this wood. They're like, well, we don't have a record showing that anybody picked anything up. We're like, well, you did. We're like, well, we have a record showing that it was shipped to you, but nothing showing it was picked up. I'm like, well, I wasn't at the house when your guy picked it up to sign anything because it was under construction. And guess what? I have things to do during the day. I can't sit around and wait for your guy. But he came and picked it up. Well, we don't have a record of it. Well, you need to fix it. Well, we can't fix it. I'm like, we don't have a record of it. I don't have a receipt. I don't have any invoice to show what I'm telling them. So I called the law firm. I said, man, I don't know if I have any legal rights, but here's what happened. So they fired off a letter to Steve Peterson, knowing we have no record to prove this. But then sure enough, here's a check from Steve Peterson for $400 to reimburse us for the flooring that they came and got. So add that into the equation. True Green came out, sprayed my lawn. Looks like someone else has had True Green. But you notice that they did two services on the same day and billed me separate times for them. Like their truck pulled up, sprayed my lawn, left, did a lap around the block, came back, serviced my lawn again. Yep. Oh, yeah. Trust me, two separate invoices on the exact same day. We'd already called them before this and told them, don't come back because we'd had a bad experience. Don't come back. After we had canceled, they then sent their tech out to service twice that next day. After we'd canceled, they came and serviced our place. We called them up, said, hey, look, you need to credit this back. You know, you got 48 and 48, $96. You know, this ain't right. Well, sorry, you know, Mr. Hall, you agreed to these terms. You know, we're not going to do anything. Well, okay, I'll just have my attorney take care of this. So here's the letter that went out to the True Green on my behalf explaining what happened. And then here's the confirmation email. Dave, we have received a letter from your attorney in regards to your service to True Green. I did try to contact Wendy. However, I was not able to get through. I did leave a message for her. Needless to say, look, credited $96 more there for using the law firm again. Utah Power came out and put a box on the side of my house that was supposed to talk to all the other neighbors' houses and regulate whose air conditioners are going on at the same time so there's not a power surge in our neighborhood. Apparently, we're going to save money when we put this box on our house, on our utility bill. Some of you are like, yep, they came and sold me on that same thing. Next thing you know, man, my thermostat blew up in my house. It's like the middle of August or something like that. My thermostat blew up. It's hotter than heck in there. I called the heating and air conditioning company. They came out. They put in a new thermostat, but they said, man, I don't know who wired up that box on the side of your house, but it was wired wrong, and that's what's blowing your thermostat. I'm like, well, unhook that sucker. So I had him unhook it, and then I had him write out a note and an invoice saying, here's what caused this problem. We called Utah Power. Utah Power basically, long story short, said, go pound sand. So we had to have our attorney again send a letter to them. Here's a refund check for $162 for the invoice that we had to pay Rights Air for coming out and fixing the problem. Now, those are just a few of the examples that we have used this membership for. I don't have time to go through all of them. If you ever wanted to see all of them, these are the letters. You only saw about 12, 15 or so of them in there. Here's the letters that I've had this law firm send on my behalf. Dozens and dozens. Absolutely. Not to mention the litigation over the $1 million lawsuit on the investment and many, many other things that we've had to use this for. Where are we at financially so far? Who's been adding that up? Where are we at? $9,400? Okay. And someone real quick, I've been a member for 9 years at $35 a month. Do the math. What would it cost me to keep my membership 9 years times $35? Figure out what I've been paying into this membership. $4,000. I'm more than double what the service is costing me, let alone the intangible costs, things like points on my driving record. In fact, Mr. Youngberg, would you come up and pull up the DVD and get that queued up? You kill the screen until we're ready for the queue up the DVD. Points on my driving record that would be there. What would that do to my insurance costs? Again, intangible costs. The lawsuit alone for the real estate deal, I watched people walk away from hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity on their homes simply because they couldn't afford the legal costs. I guarantee you, at $200-$400 an hour, most people would have done the same thing. But I was fortunate enough that when those lawsuit papers came in, I had 335 hours to start billing against. And I could sit back and let the attorneys take care of those things. We don't have a tangible cost up there. What this membership has really saved me in the last 10 years is well into six figures. If I'd have lost my home at the time had $300,000 equity in it. What if I'd have lost that? You add that into it. And the list goes on and on and on. If you're not using your prepaid legal membership, you're not going to be near as effective. No one rocks my belief level in this company. You know, you're going to find somebody that will find the fly in the ointment somewhere. It doesn't matter what it is, I can find something negative about it. I can pull up any religion on the internet and go find something negative about it. You could go Google Jesus Christ and find something negative from somebody somewhere about him. There's always negative. And it's amazing that someone goes, oh, there's an exclusion in there. There's this or that. It's like, you know what? Look what you get. I didn't buy this membership because I thought, oh my gosh, I've got so many legal problems in my life. I'm so glad you showed up at my house today to sell me this. I just thought, you know what? This makes sense. This is a good deal. And for literally $1 a day to protect your entire family, it's an absolute no-brainer. Now, real quick, before we leave, we're going to announce who's coming next month. But I want to let you know that if you don't have enough tools in your possession to do this business, that's just as bad as not having a belief level. Because you can have all the belief in the world, but if you ain't planting seeds all the time, you're missing out on the business opportunity. You should be planting seeds everywhere you go. And I don't care what seed you use, but use some seed. A lot of you know we have a new PBR DVD out. Has the new compensation plan. I don't know how many of those we have, but we do have some back there still. The new PBR DVD. Okay. Some of the old ones, the old PBR DVDs that have the old compensation plan, guess what? I use them all the time because your prospect don't know the old one from the new one. What we really want your prospect to see is, hey, is this a legitimate business opportunity? By the way, the law firm open house is full. You're going to have to wait till next quarter to go to it. But the old DVDs we're going to have back there for $1 a piece while they're available. The DVD that I gave to the kid at the car wash was a $4 DVD. It recruited a kid who recruited Dan, who recruited Will, who recruited Bryn, who recruited Ryan Burns, and we've all seen what the Burns family has done. That was a $4 DVD that's now approaching near $100,000 in income off of one DVD. That DVD, that exact DVD, is $1 back there at the table today. We also have the magazines, the normally $2. Today, not just $1, but you can get a whole pack of 25 for $20. So less than $1. A lot of you know Charlie Muhlenkamp. Ron, give me some statistics on Mr. Muhlenkamp. I mean, he's one of the top small business.
They are the number one small business producer.
Stand up and tell everybody.
They're the number one small business producers in the company for last year for sure. 2 years ago, number one in the LPSE. Before that, the home-based business writers in LPSE. Last month in December, they did 150 personal counters on personal production.
Personal. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Left a magazine at the doctor's office. What about when you go to Jiffy Lube to get your oil changed? When you go sit in that waiting room, take your magazine with your label on there, pretend like you're reading it, and when you get done, just donate it to the coffee table. How hard is that? Again, picture a boat with a whole bunch of fishing poles in it. If the poles aren't in the water, you're not making any money. You're not catching fish. But if you put out 20 fishing poles with bait on them, eventually somebody's going to buy it on a hook somewhere. Jesse McPherson dropped a magazine off in a lobby, and it's paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars. People say, oh, well, I tried that. I bought 10 DVDs and gave them out, and nobody bought. What if you had to give out 1,000 to find someone that was like Mr. Burns? At $1 a piece, if it cost me $1,000, this in the last 18 months, he's made me almost $100,000. I mean, they didn't know whose DVD they were picking up and watching. They just saw the opportunity and said, wow, this is good. Did it matter who their upline was? No. Could it have been you? Absolutely. How many tools do you have circulating in the marketplace right now? If you don't have dozens of poles in the water, if you're fishing with just one little pole, don't expect to catch a lot of fish. Put 10 poles out there. Put 20 poles out there. You never know what fish is going to bite on one of those poles. But you make a lot more money in this business when you have a lot more poles in the water. And never before have we had tools at that price. And so I just want to let you guys know today, if you don't have a lot in circulation, you definitely want to get a lot in circulation. All right, we ready to show who's coming next month? You got the audio, you got the video, you guys ready? You guys want to kill the lights?
Typical
typical week for me when I was in the printing business years ago was, you know, you're up at 5:30 or 6, get ready, go to the office. Now, although I'm very busy, that's, you know, the great part of it. You can be busy but enjoy what you're doing. A business that you can be relaxed in, because for the most part you're working with really, really good people.
Good morning, Alicia. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, I want to show everybody our training room, and when we have associates come in, whether it's during the in the morning or in the afternoon, or sometimes we'll have group trainings here during the month, fast start trainings, opportunity briefings. We'll have the associates come in here. We always have a video playing, always have some interaction, some exposures going on in the training room, in the office. And if you would like to look over here, we have the Lady of Justice etched on our windows so that we have a really nice presence in the office building. Always want to show people what we do. Expose them to our business, get everybody thinking of legal and the Lady of Justice. And if you'd like, we can go on down the hallway and I'll show you my office and some other training.
I wanted a place for people to come that I wouldn't have to just meet them at a restaurant. I wanted them to be able to come to my office and kind of make that a, you know, a hub of activity.
One thing I really like about the office is we have some extra places to do some training and work with folks. A lot of times in the big room you just saw, we will have a opportunity presentation or business briefing or insurance agent briefing going on in there. And then in this other training room behind these doors, we'll have maybe a smaller meeting because there's tables and desks and chairs in there and some audio-visual equipment, so we can have really two meetings going on at once.
Kind of a real relaxed atmosphere, but all the tools are here. We have a great supply of audios and videos and all those things, so people can kind of get what they want, can kind of use this as a hub of activity, and you know, it doesn't cost anybody any money.
We'll go into my office. I'd like to share that with you. Got a nice office. Got a fax actually coming in right as we come in here. Get to bring folks in here, get to talk with them, interview them, work with them, show them, expose them to the business. Always have a lot of the tools, the audios, the visual aids, the different things that we use in our business available here. A lot of times I like to come here as opposed to a restaurant. Sometimes we'll do it at a restaurant as well, but I like to show people what we've accomplished. If you want to come over here, we've got our bookshelves that I've accumulated a lot of the books and tapes from other folks, a lot of the trophies and things that have we've earned over the years just by production and selling memberships and recruiting. A lot of great friends in the business that we've worked with, thank you cards from people around the country, the places we've gone. Again, over here is more of that. And I have just as many of these at our home office because it's just great to be able to, you know, get a little recognition. You know, in my printing business, I didn't get recognized for very much, except hopefully I got paid at the end of the day. And on the wall, again, some more recognition. But it's not about the recognition so much as that, you know, we've just got a good business. We've accomplished a lot, and we've really, really enjoyed it. So wanted to give you a little time to look at our office and just kind of see what we do every day, and look forward to seeing you at our house.
One thing prepaid's allowed us to do, which I really enjoy, is we get to live wherever we want to live. We were able to buy a house that we really wanted, a house that, it's not huge, but it's really good size and it's perfect for us.
Hi, welcome to Weatherford, Texas. Come on in, we'll take a tour of our country home. First room we're going to look at is our living room, and we've kind of fixed this up as, we call it our French room or Paris room because it's got a lot of mementos for some of the trips we've taken to Europe.
I really loved Europe. And I'd always wanted to go back to Europe, but I figured, well, there's just no way. When we started making money in prepaid, my husband said, well, let's go to Europe.
We got a painting of the actual hotel we stayed at, right on the Grand Canal, right by the gondola area.
We spent 2 weeks, and we went to Paris for about a week and a half, and it was gorgeous.
Has a special meaning to us. We love this room, and we got a great view of the wild game preserve out the windows. And so now what we'll do is we'll go down the hallway. This is one of our favorite places, one of our spare guest rooms that we turned into a playroom for our grandson. Probably the most fun we have is when he comes over. My wife has bought half of Toys R Us store and brought it into this room, but we have a great, great time in here.
Cole's room is all toys, and we just have a blast, and he loves me to read to him. I get him all day on Wednesdays, and I usually take him to the museum, have a little toddler area, and then I'll take him to Chuck E. Cheese, and last week I took him to Toys R Us, and I got him a little car and toys, and we had a blast.
And what we can do now is go across the hallway to my wife's office. Got some great mementos in there. I want to show you. This is Denise's office.
More like a fun room. Definitely a woman's room.
She wants to show you her Barbra Streisand mementos from the great concert in New York we went to.
We flew to New York, took her to the Barbra Streisand concert. That was.
He surprised me because I thought, oh, this is too much. This is the program from the concert. I kept those tickets, and I got cups and T-shirts, and Mark was very good. We had to stand in line and fight the yentas to get those items. And this kind of says it all. Viva la woman. You know, that's my room.
Denise loves to write and create cards and different kinds of things. She likes to write children's books and stories.
I like to send a lot of emails and pictures of my baby, and I do take a lot of photography. In fact, I won a little contest for one of my pictures. Like I say, it's kind of different, it's odd, but it's just a fun room. And I get creative in here.
This is our bedroom, and the reason I wanted to show everybody this was just one of my dreams, is to have a lot of space, a lot of room to relax and not be, you know, not bump into each other. So we've just made a really nice room out of this. I just enjoy coming home. Got a new TV I want to show everybody. I just love this, a flat screen TV. Eventually, I'm going to hang it on the wall. It's got a great DVD recorder that even has a hard drive that you can record hours and hours of different things. So just a real nice environment here in the bedroom. And then I want to show you the bathroom because, again, one of our dreams was to have a big enough space so we don't bump into each other. And so I think that's what we've accomplished in here. Just a great bathroom, plenty of room for everybody to get ready and all those things. So I hope you enjoyed seeing it. This is one of my most favorite rooms in the house. It's our den. It's got our big screen TV, so we just get a kick out of goofing around in this room. It's a great room. And then on down here is my office, and this is really the reason I bought the house, because of the home office.
Great office here in this house. Kind of on the other end of the house, away from everybody.
Great space to work in, to do the calls, to bring associates in. It's got doorway that leads outside, so I can come in and out of here separately if we want to. It's got part of my guitar collection in here, fax machine, copy machine, everything you need to do business from home, and I just love this space. One of the favorite things I have that I've collected over the years is telescopes. Love astronomy. Again, it's dark out here in the country. You can get a great view of the sky. Got a brand new telescope. All the planets and galaxies and all that stuff is programmed in, so you can scroll through and tell it where you want to go. If you want to see Saturn tonight, you just press a button and the telescope automatically homes in and finds Saturn. Something prepaid's allowed me to be able to do is be able to do some of the hobbies.
I love music, grew up playing music. I've got a nice guitar collection. I've got about 12 guitars.
This is just part of my guitar collection. Love musical instruments, guitars and drums and different things. It's just, you come in your office and you're working, and I like to have them in here because I play them obviously sometimes, but just looking at them, it's just something you like in life, like to do, like to have, and I'm just really fond of them and going to continue collecting them. And again, one of the things prepaid's allowed me to do. Wanted to bring you into our kitchen because, again, this was another one of the things that we wanted to really have a nice kitchen when we bought the house of our dreams. And when we have associates over or friends, talk about prepaid, have some PBRs, do the things we do in prepaid, or just have family gatherings. Everybody ends up in here. great kitchen. We just have a great time in this kitchen.
One of my downfalls is automobiles.
Out in my driveway, wanted to show off my cars. It's one of my passions. It's one of the luxuries I afford myself and my family, my wife. Probably not the most financially expedient thing in the world to buy a lot of cars, but I love them. Have a new Mercedes four-door E320, just a great car to do business in, to take new members, people that are looking at the business, take them to meetings. Always like to pick up people as we go to the meetings. So I love my Mercedes, great business car. Now I got my Texas pickup. Everybody in Texas needs a pickup for whatever reason, who knows. Four doors, also can carry people, helps carrying equipment and doing some of the big events that we do. Great utility vehicle. Plus, I think probably our best car all around is BMW X5. This is my wife's car, but it drives like a BMW, but it's a great utility vehicle. My son has a new Audi A4, also a great car. My son-in-law and daughter have a new Land Rover. And then my little ZM3 convertible, it's probably the neatest car. And, you know, it's just some of the luxuries that I've been able to afford because of our great business, Prepaid Legal. Something that Prepaid really does that I love, especially for the people that you work with and get involved in our business, is they recognize people that do different things in the business, that produce, that do a lot of recruiting, that have success in the business. And I like to show people the things that I've earned over the years, and not just because it's not about me at all. It's about the folks that we've recruited and helped build their businesses. And that's why we've got this trophy case. It's to show people what you can do in Prepaid Legal if you just apply yourself a little bit, kind of fall in love with the product, and the rest falls in. So I like to show people this, and it's just one of the fun things in Prepaid.
Prepaid Legal allows us to, you know, a little bit more of the time freedom, and, you know, we like to spend a lot of time with our family. That's just probably the most fun, I think.
Glad to have you at our home. Hope you really enjoyed the tour. Enjoyed showing everybody around. Hope to see you around the country at the events. And if you're ever in Texas, come and see us.
I want you guys to understand, Mr. Brown does not take an advanced commission in Prepaid Legal. He takes everything as earned, no advanced commissions. His as earned income right now is over $4,000 a day. Now think about that. If every morning you woke up with another $4,000 in your bank account, I mean, if you got sick for a week and couldn't get out of bed, that's a good thing. $28,000 in my bank account because I was sick last week. Couldn't go spend it. Okay? More important than that, somebody recruited Mark. Somebody handed him a DVD, a magazine, invited him to events. Somebody is his sponsor. Why shouldn't it be one of us? Why shouldn't we go find the next millionaire in Prepaid Legal this week? Any one of us could do it. Now, obviously you guys are here. You understand the value of attending the events and learning how to do this business. We have a gentleman who makes over $1 million a year coming here next month. But all of us on our team have someone on our team that the slight edge chose not to be here today. It's your job, if you want to be the next millionaire, influence them to make sure that they attend those events. Influence them to be at all of the events. How often do you have a millionaire that's going to come into town and personally train you for a few hours on how he got to that point? It's not that often. Tickets are going to be available today for $20. You can get a ticket for that event for $20 and be here. If you're one of those people that say, hey, look, I don't want to come alone. I'm tired of coming alone. I'd like to have four or five more people on my team here with me. If everyone in this room bought two tickets, we wouldn't be able to fit everybody. We'd sell out of tickets. We only have enough tickets of what the fire marshal will allow us to have in this room. Once the tickets are gone, they're gone. If you're one of those people that say, hey, look, I want more people here, then get them today. If you get five, you get five for the price of four. I know that Mr. Burns over there already bought. He already went and bought his five yesterday or so for the price of four. Some people, you know, every single month, they're like, you know what? I'm going to have more people on my team here next month. Keep in mind also, and there's some new people that don't understand this, the cruise contest is still going. For everyone that buys a ticket, your name is put in a jar, and we're giving away a cruise this fall, all expense paid cruise this fall, and the lucky winner will be someone who bought a ticket. So if you buy 5 tickets today, you put your name on all 5 of those, and then you recruit 4 other people and say, here's your ticket. They'll come and get into the event. You can sell them their ticket for $20, but you have 5 names for the cruise in there, just dramatically. And it doesn't matter what level you are or anything else like that. Whoever wins the cruise wins the cruise. And if you talk to the people this January that went with us on the cruise, they'll tell you one of the funnest vacations you'll ever, ever do in your life. So there were a couple real quick questions. The execs will, lots of dozens of execs will be going, but whoever is the winner, doesn't matter what level you're at, you'll be going on the cruise. Yes? It is the 28th of March. 28th of March. Put that down in your planner. 28th of March. So there are ladies out at the in the lobby with registration tables ready, set up. They can take credit cards, checks, or cash. No checks. Cash and credit card. Unless you promise your check is good and you don't have any other form of payment, I will hunt you down if you lie to me. And make sure you get your tickets today and your tools before. Whoa, there ain't very many tools left. If you want them, get them while they're available. No fighting, please. And we'll see you all next month. Have a great week, guys.